interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you Tri-Cities Prep Jaguar Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. And now, here's the voice of the Jaguars, Brett Powers, on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Well, good evening, dear ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another season of exciting Tri-Cities Prep Jaguar Sports Action, and we have football this evening. That's right, the 11th football action starts tonight. I come to you from Salt Lake, up just south of the Grand Coulee Dam, where the Jaguars are going to be in a rematch against the Salt Lake Eagles. This is a rematch from last year's game where the Jaguars hosted the split down at Tijuana and they roasted the Eagles 45-0. Things may be a little bit different today as things have changed a little bit for the opening in this 2015 campaign. We have a new year, we have a new offense, and Salt Lake also has a new team as well. When we return, we will be back with a pregame interview with Dan Whitsitt, where he will talk about last year's campaign, what to expect this year, the Salt Lake Eagles, and Prep's new offense. When we return, you're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry. If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
Are you having problems with your furnace? Campbell & Company has the solution. Save up to $2,450 on your system by utilizing options like the $250 Campbell & Company Maintenance Rewards Credit and utility rebates up to $1,000. Lennox and manufacturer rebates up to $1,700. And don't forget financing as low as $75 per month. OAC, some restrictions apply. Campbell & Company is your local Lennox premier dealer. Go to TrustCampbell.com for details. Campbell & Company, trusted home comfort solutions.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back live here at Salt Lake Field here south of the Grand Coulee Dam, where the Jaguars on the right side of the field here on the lights they have for us at Salt Lake are warming up, and the Eagles are warming up on the left in their sky blue uniforms. I got an opportunity to talk to Dan Whitsitt earlier this week. The Jaguars at 7-3 last year had a pretty good season, though they did have that disappointing 48-10 loss to the Davenport Gorillas in the crossover playoff game to end the season. The senior strong Jaguar team had a very successful campaign. Things are a little bit different this year. The Jaguars have graduated a number of seniors, and they've also sacrificed a little bit of size. So there's a certain amount of change that is going to be facing the Jaguars in this campaign. There's going to be a change in offense, which we'll have Coach Whitsitt perhaps talk about at halftime. But I also asked him to review last year's campaign and kind of give a preview for what we might be looking at this year, and this is what he had to say.
And we're back at Tijuana Field. Once again, Dan Whitsitt was kind enough to sit down with us earlier this week and talk both about last week's game at Mapton as well as what we'll be seeing from the Salt Lake Eagles tonight. So first off, Coach, with regards to Mapton, well, a win is a win, so, which is a good thing, but What was your take on last week's game?
Well, there were several things, but I liked the way we started the game. We came out, took control offensively, marched right down and scored and did the things we thought we could do against them offensively in that first drive. And then we got the hiccups, and, you know, we didn't really find a cure for them. We had to go in and halftime and rattle some cages and fix some things. And then second half was really a battle of survival. Mapton, you know, give their kids credit. They never quit. But we didn't think they would. We knew they were athletic. They knew they were going to challenge us on any given play with their athleticism, and which they did. And we just didn't execute. We never found our rhythm. Kind of lost it, you know, after that first drive. And thankfully, we had a big kickoff return from Rama Rudolph, which really, really helped us on our comeback, you know, being down 18-7.
Ideal Jewelry and Boutique in Richland carries boutique items such as clothing, purses, scarves, hats, jewelry, and more. Owner Tammy Davenport has designed many of the jewelry pieces herself, making them unique and one-of-a-kind, yet affordable. They also have a beautiful collection of handmade rosaries that you have to hold in your hand to fully appreciate. And 100% of the rosary proceeds goes to KHSS Catholic Radio. Visit Ideal Jewelry and Boutique at 1950 Keene Road, Q1, Richland, or call 366-1873.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back in Soap Lake Field here as the players are still warming up in preparation for their season openers. The interview that we had, unfortunately, was the one that we had last year where Coach Witzel was talking about what to expect from Soap Lake before they went into the game at Chihuahua, where the Jaguars, as I mentioned last year, dominated 45-0. What I did talk to Coach Woodson about, though, earlier this week, I'll try to make a recall, is the Jaguars are having to give up quite a bit of size and experience this year. In terms of the starters that the Jaguars have lost, on the line they've lost Tristan Barnett, and they lost seniors Joseph Porch and Joseph DeSmet, who are both clear leaders in terms of line play. And line play plays a big amount of – it contributes heavily to success, particularly at the B11 level. So the Jaguars are sacrificing a lot of experience, and they're sacrificing quite a bit of size with the loss of those three players. But then in addition to the line play on offense and on defense, they lost skill positions in Rama Rudolph, Michael Forbes, Alex Montelongo, who were all running backs, and, of course, quarterback Dane Peterson. Between the four of them, they accounted for 2,300 yards of the 2,500 that the Jaguars rushed last year, not to mention the fact that Peterson was the quarterback, who passed for 951 yards and 11 touchdowns, and all of those positions are going to have to be replaced. And let's take a look at some of those replacements. At quarterback, we're going to have Gavin Baker. He's a 5'10", 175-pound junior. He did get to play some last year. He only attempted four passes. He did complete two of them for 18 yards, but he does throw a very, very good-looking ball. It will be up to the offensive line to ensure he has time to find his receivers downfield. Now, the line does have some returning starters. He'll be anchored by sophomore Kenny Ireland, who's also joined by last year's spot starter in Jesus Higuereta. And then pivotal to the success then in the line work, we'll have to see junior Brandon Merck, sophomore Brandon Bentz, and newcomers Colton Tin, and who's a freshman. And then Leo Schroeder will also be stepping in anytime anyone in the line needs an assist, and Leo is also a freshman. They'll be in the trenches alongside Higuereta and Ireland, and the success of the Jaguar offense will depend upon the line when we talk about the wing T offense, which I'll get to in a bit. Now, the one thing the Jaguars do have from last year is a receiving core that is somewhat intact. The wing T does rely upon the run, but the offense will have provided opportunities for passing. And returning seniors Ben Peterson and Hogan Jones, alongside with junior tight end Jacob Amano, will provide some much-needed return stability to the Jaguar offense. Jones, and especially Peterson, given his 6'4 height, he's virtually unguardable downfield in one-on-one coverage. So if Bennett can get downfield in particular in a one-on-one situation, as long as the line does their job and gives Gavin Baker an opportunity to find him, there will be some opportunities for some plays downfield. So those are the challenges that are facing the Jaguars. And in talking to Dan Whitson, he said, man, we're going to be sacrificing in terms of size everywhere. But I look at Jaguar weight, and I see Brandon Merck at 240, Jesus Higuereta at 255, Kenny Ireland's 255, Leo Schroeder is a 210. And Soap Lake, while fielding more players than the Jaguars this evening, they have one lineman at 235, and everyone else who is going to be in the line is going to be under 200 pounds. So the Jaguars will actually have a size advantage this evening as they execute the wing T offense, which, when we return after this short break, we will briefly describe, and then we will have player introductions, and we will have the kickoff and the actual football action coming up as you're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A quality education is the greatest gift you can give to a child, and quality education is what Kennewick's St. Joseph's Catholic School is all about. Limited class size and a diversity of teaching methods meet the individual needs of every student. With a rigorous Christ-centered curriculum that includes music, art, and computers, our students are prepared academically, socially, and spiritually for life in high school and beyond. St. Joseph's Catholic School in Kennewick, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the Internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities Prep Games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878.
This is KHSS. Walla Walla.
Still the greatest call letters in the history of broadcast journalism. Right there we are, back live here at Soap Lake, here south of the Grand Coulee Dam, where the Jaguars are going to elect to receive the ball, and they are going to be on the left side of the field as I am facing it. So they'll be moving from the left to the right as we start play here. The clock says there's about a minute left before things run out, but we'll quickly talk about the change in Jaguar offense. Because of the change in size, Coach Whitson decided to go to a wing T offense, which is an offense that relies quite a bit on misdirection. Gavin Baker will be taking the ball under center, and when he does, there's going to be a series of different moves and misdirections that are going to be made by the wing backs and the running backs and potentially even receivers in motion to make it difficult for people to understand where the ball is going to be going. And unfortunately, that goes for your humble correspondent as well. So there may be times where I'm saying the ball is going in one direction and suddenly we're going to find it's actually going to be 15 yards downfield in a different direction. The misdirection, of course, obviously meant to fake out the defense of the opposing team as well. Point of attack with regards to the line is critical to make the wing T work. Three linemen making a particular point of impact on the line, allowing for plays then to execute. If that works, the wing T works. If it doesn't, then the Jaguar offense may end up sputtering. So I could ask you simply to be patient with your announcer as we get used to the wing T, and I also get used to describing it to you when we return, as we're about to have the Pledge of Allegiance, and it will be followed by kickoff. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Ideal Jewelry and Boutique in Richland carries boutique items such as clothing, purses, scarves, hats, jewelry, and more. Owner Tammy Davenport has designed many of the jewelry pieces herself, making them unique and one-of-a-kind, yet affordable. They also have a beautiful collection of handmade rosaries that you have to hold in your hand to fully appreciate. And 100% of the rosary proceeds goes to KHSS Catholic Radio. Visit Ideal Jewelry and Boutique at 1950 Keene Road, Q1, Richland, or call 366-1873.
Some fast food restaurants serve what they call Mexican food. Some fast food restaurants serve what they call Mexican food. Some fast food restaurants serve what they call Mexican food.
Planning your will and health care directives can be an overwhelming experience. An attorney who specializes in these matters can ensure that you, your property, and your loved ones are taken care of in the best possible manner. For over 10 years, Richland's Mario Ledesma at Ledesma Law Offices on Jadwin Avenue has been helping families with estate planning, community property agreements, health care directives, wills, and transfer of property. He also specializes in discrimination and employment-related issues. Call Ledesma Law Offices at 946-1248. That's 946-1248. In the mid-1990s, when Tri-Cities Prep was still but a dream for many, the great Monsignor Desmond Dillon had a vision for the school. He said that he wanted Tri-Cities Prep to be a place where students can come to know God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Since welcoming its first students in 1998, these words have been woven into the fabric of Tri-Cities Prep, reminding us that, first and foremost, Tri-Cities Prep is a Catholic high school, a community of faith. To learn more, visit tcprep.org. That's tcprep.org.
So I asked Uncle Louie, how you doing? He said, I'm miserable. I can't get a good sandwich anywhere. I said, you gotta go to Cugini's. You can get yourself a sandwich you won't believe. Get yourself a Godfather, a Mamma Mia, or the Grandpa, and the sandwich. Man, that's something to write home about. Cugini's Italian Imports is Walla Walla's best-kept lunchtime secret. I shouldn't even be telling you guys about it on the radio. Cugini's Italian Imports, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buono Pazzo.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
And we are back live at Silver Lake Field, where we have got starting lineups being announced, and the Jaguar defense is being announced, which includes the defensive back. You have number 12, the 6'4", 175-pound senior, Bennett Peterson. Also a cornerback, number 24, the 6'3", 170-pound senior, Hogan Jones. And then the free safety and the rover are new players to the program. Number 28, 5'7", 145-pound junior, Colin Dixon. On the rovers, number 11, the 6'1", 160-pound junior, Carter Riddle. Linebackers. At 5'4", 142 pounds, the sophomore Mario Valencia, the 5'7", 155-pound junior, Will DeTurry, and the 5'10", 170-pound freshman, Colton Tennant. Finally, the defensive line, 6'2", 175-pound junior, Jacob Amato, the 5'10", 240 junior, Brenda Murray, the 5'7", 255 junior, 5'7", Jesus Higuereta, and anchor, the 6'2", 250-pound sophomore, Danny Ireland. On offense for Soap Lake, we have Ruben Turchik, the 5'7", 150-pound running back. We have Austin Herrera, 5'9", 150-pound running back. Nazar Odechek is a 6'2", 210-pound running back.
Number 88, Jaden Decker.
The number 88 is a 5'11", 140-pound wide receiver. Number 88, Jaden Decker.
Number 80, Caleb
McMillan is a 6'1", 160-pound senior. He is checking in at wide receiver, and I was watching him during warm-up.
He is a formidable
opponent for the defensive backs of the Jaguars. Number 84, Tyler Bice, a 5'11", 155-pound this is defensive back or lineman. Six, and then the 6'2", 235-pound lineman, Elliot Boyd. He is the main beef on the line, so to speak. Although, number 66 is a 5'9", 230-pound lineman. He was listed as not playing, but he is playing this evening. So there is a little bit of size on that line.
And number 42,
number 72 is Isaiah Ewing, a 5'10", 150-pound lineman. And finally, number 42 is Seth Holden. He's a 6'1", 185-pound tackle. So the Eagles are bringing a little bit of size, and they are certainly looking to have some type of comeback after their work with the Jaguars last year. They came down, I can't remember exactly what the date was. I believe it was the 1st of October, and the Jaguars had it all their way, blanking Soap Lake, 45-0. Coach Whitsitt finally took the starting offense and defense off the field in the fourth quarter after having built up that significant and overwhelming lead. Things may be a little bit different in that, in large part, Soap Lake is returning the bulk of their starters, although they did lose their dynamic quarterback, Joe Cutshaw, whom Coach Witz was preparing for all week. He ended up transferring to Cusick. So Soap Lake will be playing, I believe they are playing, no, they're not playing Jaden Decker. They are playing Braden Winters at quarterback. Meantime, to kick off, I want to say George Page hits a little squibber that hits Jacob Amato at about the 40-yard line. And then the play got whistled dead. I do not see a flag on the play. I have to mention this. The head referee, not for build, but most definitely for color of hair and size of beard, is Santa Claus. This guy has a remarkable flowing white beard. I'm sorry, he's actually a back judge. I still do not know. There was no particular call that was made. We are simply going to start again. So Lex Piedra, a 5'2", 120-pound junior, is going to kick off again. And deep to receive are Carter Rilla and Miles Smet. It is Rilla who ends up gathering in the ball at the 25, and he is instantly met and dropped. He bobbles the ball but gathers it back in, and he's dropped at the 25-yard line. So to start the season, Jaguar special teams doesn't exactly cover themselves in glory, but they do manage to hang on to the ball. And Whitsitt preached that in his interviews, as he always does. If you cannot manage the ball, you're not going to win the game. And the Jaguars will have first and 10 on their 25-yard line. If you just joined us, we are just underway. That was the opening kickoff, and the Jaguars will be moving from left to right as I stand here at about the 45-yard line, short of the 50 on the Jaguars' side of the field. Gavin Baker is your new quarterback. He will be coming up under center, and the Jaguars line up in the wing tee with Rilla. And I want to say it was Dettori in the background, and Baker goes long, and he hit Bennett Peterson. He hit Bennett Peterson right in the numbers, and Bennett took his eyes off the ball for a minute and bobbled it and dropped it. And I mentioned in the pregame, if Bennett Peterson gets in one-on-one coverage, he will be open. And Gavin threw just a gorgeous rainbow that Bennett didn't quite keep his eyes on, so the Jaguars now facing second and 10. Once again, from their 20-yard line, it looks like Valencia and Dettori in the backfield, and the handoff ultimately is to, I want to say to Riddle, no, that's to Valencia, and he got dropped right at the line of scrimmage, so no gain on that play. Two downs into the season, and the Jaguar offense trying to find its feet. It's third and 10 on their 25-yard line. If you just joined us, this is the opening drive of the game. Peterson's going to split wide left. Valencia's going to be in the backfield, winged by Riddle. 38 was the wing back, and the misdirection ended up was supposed to be a handoff to Riddle, but there was a fumble on the play, and the ball is recovered. The ball is recovered by Soap Lake. So in trying to put the wing tee into play, the Jaguars having trouble finding their feet. They not only go three and out, but they actually end up fumbling that first possession. And the Eagles will take over now on the Jaguars' 23-yard line. The Eagles unable to punch it in last year. Now, well within scoring position, Braden Winters is the quarterback. He takes the snap from shotgun, goes back to throw. His intended receiver is Austin Harary, up badly under through him, and Bennett Peterson. That's twice now Bennett's had the ball in his hands, and he could have taken it to the house, but he did break up the pass. So instead of Soap Lake making any progress, we do have an incomplete pass, and it's second and 10. The Eagles on the Jaguar, 23-yard line. Winters takes the shotgun snap, and he ends up handing it off to number 33. And it takes me a while to find him. That is Ruben Turchik, the 5'7 junior. And he gets up to about the 21-yard line. So now they're going to mark it at the 20, so it's a gain of 3. Third and 7 for the Eagles. Jaguars wanting to have any confidence. They need to, Soap Lake being somewhat a smaller team, they need to stop them here on this 3rd and 7. The direct snap under center is taken by, that was not Winters. I never did get the number, but they were met pretty much right at the line of scrimmage. They're going to give them a gain of 1. So gets the ball down to the 19-yard line, but now this is a 4th and 6. probably a go-for-it situation for Soap Lake. And they are going for it. Winters in shotgun. Receiver going in motion. Winters takes the snap, rolls right. Now he manages to hit the screen pass to number 7, who sheds his first tackle, and now he's making his way downfield. And he actually managed to get in. No, they're going. I'm not sure what they're going to say. He got into the end zone, but there's a flag on the play just right about the line of scrimmage. Call is holding against Soap Lake. So that potential touchdown play is going to come back. Instead of 4th and 6 on the 19. Well, now the head referee is having a discussion with Captain Jacob Amato, and they've decided they're obviously going to accept that penalty. So the ball is going to be marched back now to the 29-yard line. So instead of 4th and 6, now Soap Lake will be facing a 4th and 16 from the Jaguar 29-yard line. Looks like they've marked it about the 28. We didn't have individual hash marks up here at Soap Lake, so I'm trying to give you my best eyeball estimate. 4th and 19, and it looks like Soap Lake is still going to... No, Winters is in a punt formation, so... Still trying to get numbers straight here. I would say Hogan Jones is deep to receive. No, that is Colin Dixon, and he takes a deep end-over-end kick that bounced right on the goal line. They're going to say it did just get into the end zone. So Dixon made the right choice, although the ball speared in at right about the goal line and then bounced back into the field of play, and it looked like it was going to stay like right in between the goal line and the one-yard line, but the back judge is going to say, no, it managed to get its nose into the end zone. So this ball is going to go to the 20-yard line. And with 9:33 to go here in the first quarter, no score in the game, the Jaguars will take the ball over again. Two possessions thus far this game, the Jaguars -2 on their one possession, and Soap Lake has gained a total of 4 yards. This could be characterized something as a defensive struggle. Gavin Baker under center. Jaguars bring out the wing tee with Riddle and Dixon on either side of the wings. Gavin's back to throw, and he's immediately under pressure. He's having to go all the way back, and he got sacked all the way back at the 3-yard line. The line collapsed right away, and Gavin was instantly running for his life, and as he got outside the line of scrimmage, he might have been better served by trying to throw the ball into the ground, but he kept trying to turn the corner, but he ended up getting intercepted and dragged down right about the 3-yard line by Austin Herrera, who's a name I seem to recall mentioning a few times last year. So the Jaguars, instead of facing 1st and 10 on their 20, are now facing a 2nd and 27 from their 3-yard line. Baker's going to go under center again. Wingbacks are Valencia and Riddle. Riddle in the background ends up being a sweet handoff to, that's not Riddle, that is 28, that is Colin Dixon, and he managed to swing around the left end, and he gets past the 10-yard line up to, I want to say, about the 14-yard line. And just as Dan Witts predicted, he told me in the interview, he said, there are going to be times when you do not see what is going on, and I had no idea where that ball was, and then all of a sudden, here comes Colin Dixon sweeping around left end for a gain of 11, getting up to the 14-yard line. So getting the Jaguars out of that deep hole, but they are still facing a 3rd and 16. Check that. Yes, 3rd and 16 to get to the first down. Baker under center sweeps around. Now he's sweeping around left end, and he managed to get past the 20-yard line before he's finally dragged down just short of the 25. They're going to mark it right about the 24-yard line. So a gain of 10 on that play. Jaguars offense on the last two plays now finally getting well out of first gear, and they are starting to make the running game at least work, particularly behind Dixon. But the Jaguars are in punt formation. We have Hogan Jones back to punt, and 42-20, deep to receive. Jones ends up getting it off the side of the ball and ends up kicking it a twirler out of bounds. They're going to say it went out of bounds right about the Jaguar 43-yard line. Yeah, Hogan didn't quite get his foot into that as I think he might have wished. But at least the Eagles are having to move a little bit now. They're not going to have such a short field. So behind the landing of Dixon, 21 yards on that position, the Jaguar offense starts to show some signs of life. But the Eagles now have the ball on the Jaguar 43-yard line. Winters is back in shotgun there, showing the pistol formation, and now it ends up being a handoff to number 7, who doesn't. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, manages to bust forward, and was brought down by Colton Tinnen and Mario Valencia, and he just, now that give him a gain of 1 on that. He just barely got back to the line of scrimmage and snuck ahead a little farther. So 2nd and 9 for the Eagles. Jaguars not fooled by that attempted misdirection. Showing a pro set now with number 7 in motion, and Winters ends up taking the snap and sweeping to the right, and he is met at the line of scrimmage in a shoestring tackle. God, I want to say that's Valencia. It was Bubba. Bubba Valencia, all 5'4", 142 of them, makes that tackle, which was Winters was looking to run away with it, but Valencia managed to stop him after 1 yard. So it's 3rd and 8 now for the Eagles. So Blake showing a pro set. Winters takes the shotgun snap, looks left, now runs right. Now he's running for his life. Now he stops. Now he's going to get met in the backfield and finally dragged down by, I believe that was Jacob Amato. It was. So credit Amato with the sack. The ball ends up being brought back to the 43-yard line. It was just a 2-yard sack, but credit it anyway. And it would look to be that Soap Lake is in a punt situation, and they are Winters. No, it's difficult to tell if this is a punt formation or if this is just a deep shotgun snap, but Winters is going to kick with that left foot, and Dixon's going to gather in at the 13, and he's going to run left. He's up to the 20. He's up to the 25, past the 30, and then brought down just past the 30-yard line. Could not tell which of the Eagles brought him down, so the Jaguars now going to have their best field position thus far of the game. They will take over just ahead of the 30-yard line, so make it the 31 of their own. Ball at this point has been entirely in Jaguar territory throughout the game, but neither offense has been able to manage any sort of sustained drive. In fact, neither offense has gained a first down at this point. Jaguars come out on the wing tee. Gavin Baker under center. He sends Dixon in motion now. Baker's going to roll left, and he throws across the middle to Bennett Peterson. Bennett was right there, managed to gather it in at the 45-yard line, mark at the 46, and there is your first down. 15-yard connection between Gavin Baker and Bennett Peterson, and the Jaguars have their first down on their own 46-yard line. And that was not a rainbow. Gavin Baker threw a bullet there right across the middle, and Bennett showed those hands that he can have and gathered it in for the first down. Jones will be split to the right, Baker under center. Riddle and Dixon are your wing backs. Valencia is your running back, and the handoff is to Valencia, and he is met right at the line of scrimmage and got absolutely nowhere. In fact, got shoved back. They're going to say that was a loss of roughly 3. So from the 46 to the 43-yard line, Jaguars now facing a 2nd and long 13. Bennett Peterson comes in with the play from Coach Whitsett, and now they're coming to the line. Amato at tight end. Jones is going to be split left. Valencia is your running back. Riddle and Dixon are the wing backs. And the misdirection is handed off to Riddle, that he is met right away in the backfield. So these last two efforts to get the wing T rushing offense have not worked well. The Jaguars have thrown it in reverse. They've lost 6 yards. They're facing a 3rd and 16 from their own 40-yard line. 3:22 to go, first quarter. No score here in Soap Lake. Your opening game for both the Soap Lake Eagles and your Tri-Cities Rep Jaguars. Rep facing a 3rd and 16. Baker under center. And decides he wants a timeout, or Coach Whitsett wants to shock it over. So with 3:08 to go in the first quarter, we're going to take a timeout on the field and in the booth. We have no score here from Soap Lake. We'll be back. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry. If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back live here at Soap Lake Field, where the Jaguars are still in their timeout huddle. Dan Whitsett told me when I interviewed him earlier this week that this was going to happen. He was going to be taking timeouts because this is still something of a teaching opportunity. The offense isn't terribly complicated for the kids right now, and if we see the wrong thing on the field, he's going to stop them and set them straight. So he sent them back out now with Jones split wide right, Baker under center. Baker takes the snap, swings around, he throws directly over the middle to Amato, and Baker, it was a quick release play, and the ball was behind Jacob. So that could be one of those instances where possibly Amato ran the wrong route, possibly Baker didn't read things quite right, maybe it's a little bit of the yips, it's hard to tell. It's still that early season, let's shake the bugs out of the system. So 4th and 16, from their 40-yard line, Hogan Jones back deep, back to punt. We're going to try and get the ball across the 50-yard line, but before we can execute the punt, flag gets flown in the backfield, and the Jaguars are going to be called for illegal formation. So instead of making this punt now from the 40, we're going to make it from the 35. Jones waiting for the snap. He has it. There's the kick. This is much better than his first punt, and that ball is definitely going into Soap Lake territory. It bounces into 35, makes a long prep bounce, gets gathered in at the 20, and there's, who was that? That was Bennett Peterson, went racing downfield and almost took the ball from the Soap Lake receiver. So suddenly, after having spent all of the first quarter in the Jaguar half of the field, suddenly now the ball is going to be down at the Soap Lake 20, where the Eagles will take over on their 20. But instead of having the short field they've been facing all evening, now they have a long march. Number 20, Braden Winters, a 6'1", 185-pound junior, is your quarterback. He's usually in shotgun, and he is in shotgun now. They're in a pistol formation. Winters takes a snap, hands it off to number 33. He's met right away in the backfield by Jacob Amato. There was nothing there. That was 33. I want to say that was Oderchuk. No, that wasn't Oderchuk. That was Ruben Turchik with the run. He did manage to get 2 yards on that play. So 2nd and 8 now for Soap Lake from their 22. The Jaguars can stop the Eagles deep in their own territory at the, a a possession game may end up favoring the Jaguars. Winters ends up going, taking the shotgun and drifting to the left and throwing short to number 88. The pass is complete, but met quickly in the backfield by number 32. That was Will Dettori for the Jaguars. But not until the Eagles managed to gather 7 yards up to the Brett 29-yard line. So third and one now. Winters in shotgun. And, sorry, he takes the ball directly under center and hands off to number 30, who is met pretty much at the line of scrimmage. They're going to give him about a half a yard based on where the side judge is. So Todd Blankenship for Soap Lake is going to have a decision to make. This ball is on the 29.5-yard line. The Eagles are facing a fourth down and about 2 feet, maybe a foot and a half for a first down. But deep in their own territory, it looks like Blankenship's going to go for it. Winters is coming up under center. He is also the Eagles punter. So he takes the snap. He's trying to draw the Jaguars offline. And now he's turning around and altering the play. He's spreading the field, and now it looks like we're going to have a timeout. And we are. Todd Blankenship wants to talk it over with his players. So with 41 seconds to go in the first quarter, there is no score here at Soap Lake. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein and McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
Are you having problems with your furnace? Campbell & Company has the solution. Save up to $2,450 on your system by utilizing options like the $250 Campbell & Company Maintenance Rewards Credit and utility rebates up to $1,000. Lennox and manufacturer rebates up to $1,700. And don't forget financing as low as $75 per month. OAC, some restrictions apply. Campbell & Company is your local Lennox premier dealer. Go to TrustCampbell.com for details. Campbell & Company, trusted home comfort solutions.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
41 seconds to go here on the fourth quarter. Sorry, that's 41 seconds to go here in the first quarter here in Soap Lake. No score. The Jaguars hoping to stop Soap Lake. They're facing a fourth and less than one on their own 29-yard line. Winters is under center, and he wants to do a quarterback keeper. And then it almost looked like there was a scramble for the ball. And there was a scramble for the ball, and the ball was recovered, I want to say, by Bubba Valencia. Marlo Valencia is earning his keep this evening. He already made a shoestring tackle to save a long gain in an earlier possession. Now he's got a fumble recovery to his name. So Bubba sets the Jaguars up. The table is now set. They're going to be first and 10 on the Soap Lake 29-yard line. Gotta hand it to Mario Valencia. The first game last year, he caught a beautiful rainbow pass from Gavin Baker, but then unfortunately we never really heard a whole lot from him again. But all 142 pounds, and it is definitely making some noise tonight. Jaguars come out once again in their wing tee. Split wide right is Bennett Peterson. Gavin Baker under center. Valencia's gonna be your running back. Riddle and Dixon are your wing backs. And now Santa Claus. I mentioned earlier that one of our refs is not built like Santa Claus, but boy, does he have Santa Claus beard. And I think he's concerned about the clock. The clock currently says there's 10 seconds on the clock, and the referee is calling for 35 seconds, so that clock apparently ran a little bit too long after the fumble. They're going to say they wanted to have the clock stop the minute that, rather the second, that the ball hit the ground. So... and now we have 30 minutes on the clock, which definitely is not right. We're waiting for 30 seconds to be put up there. And that, 35 seconds. Santa Claus claps his hands and we're ready to go. So once again, Baker will be up the center. Riddle and Dixon are your wing backs. Valencia is your running back. And Baker swings out and does a late handoff to Valencia, who was met in the backfield, and then the ball got fumbled. And it is going to be recovered by Soap Lake. Or Paul Valencia recovers the fumble and then proceeds to just get clocked on the next play, and unfortunately the ball ends up spitting out. And so two consecutive turnovers now, and Soap Lake gets the ball back. They are going to be on the, looks to be about the 37-yard line. And Valencia got a little bit shaken up on that play. He got hit hard right behind the line of scrimmage. And Dan Witsit wants him off the field to check him out. It looked like it's hard to tell. He's moving in such a way it looks like his leg is bothering him a little bit, but he definitely got off under his own power and fairly easily. So it will be Soap Lake ball on their 37-yard line. But there's going to be a stop because Dan Witsit wants to talk to the back judge. He is objecting to some component, or questioning. I shouldn't say objecting. He's questioning some component of the play, but we appear to be ready to go now. First and 10, Soap Lake on their 37-yard line. 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. No score. This prop may well be the last play of the first quarter. Winters in shotgun was ready to receive the snap, and then the referee changes it. Waves his hand, and he's wanting yet another clock adjustment. So I wasn't quite able to hear what it was the referee was seeking for. He wanted 25 seconds on the clock, and now we have it, and he's waiting for the wind announcement. And we're ready to go. Winters is under shotgun in the pistol, and he hands off to, it's difficult to say, because he was met immediately by host Jaguar defenders, led by Jacob Amato and assisted by Colton Tinnon. Colton Tinnon, 5'10", 170 freshman, also earning some of his keep. Jaguars end up with no stopping Soap Lake with no gain on that play, and that'll be the end of the first quarter with no score. We have offenses that aren't quite getting on track. We've got a couple of turnovers already, but there is no score between the Jaguars and Soap Lake. So when we return, we'll be back with second quarter action. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
So what can you find at a Catholic Supply Company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West First Avenue, Kennewick.
Kennewick St. Joseph's Catholic School has been preparing leaders for the church and the world for more than 50 years. All successful school systems require parent involvement, and with over 10,000 hours of volunteer service to the school, St. Joseph's parent community sets the standard. St. Joseph's has a superb children's center and Montessori preschool programs. Is there anything more important than your child's education? St. Joseph's Catholic School, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the Internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities Prep Games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back live here at Soap Lake, opening second quarter action. Second and 7, Winters under shotgun, waits. He drops back and waits for the rush to stop, and then he manages to complete it to number 30, who manages to rumble upfield well past that midfield stripe. That was Nazir Odercheck, the 6-foot, 210-pound junior. He had some fun with the Jaguars last year, as I recall, and he rumbles for 16 yards. And a Soap Lake first down in Jaguar territory. That's the biggest gain for either team at this point. That's a 16, as I mentioned, 16-yard gain. And we are still having some issues with the clock. So while we're waiting for those to get, taken care of, that's the first screen pass seen against the Jaguars, and they kind of fell for it. What happened is the line completely sold out, and the entire defensive line came charging after Winters. The Winters was able to find Oderchuk in the flat, and Oderchuk was able to rumble 10 yards before a Jaguar secondary defender was even able to get close to him. So Dan Witts is going to want to slam the door on that pretty quickly. Some bright spots thus far already on defense, with Jacob Amato in particular having quite a bit of strong line play. The clock issue is resolved. Winters takes the snap, and he makes a sweet toss to the running back in motion. That's number 33, and he's running upfield before he's finally hauled down by, I want to say that is Colin Dixon, but not until number 33. And I cannot, that's Ruben Turchik. He manages to get all the way down to the 22-yard line. So there's a gain of 25, and all of a sudden, the Jaguar defense has no answer for the Soap Lake offense. Todd Blankenship taking some different, he said he was going to have a whole bunch of different looks, and that was a pistol look that he showed us there, and not something the Jaguars, I think, had been accustomed to practicing. And now we're having yet another issue. The referee is heading over to the far sideline to talk to Witsit, and the players are given an opportunity to huddle up but receive no coaching. I don't know if this has to do with some confusions with regards to the clock. Now, Witsit's on the other side of the field. I can't read body language from here, but it seems that it's one of those informational sorts of meetings rather than confrontational. So whatever the issue is, apparently it's been resolved. We have the teams lining up again. First and 10 on the 22-yard line. This is for a Soap Lake possession that started on their own 37. This is the most sustained drive of the game for either team at this point. Winners in shotgun with full house backfield. No receivers. He hands off right away to the upback, number 7, who managed to get through the first tier of the defense, and then he's met by Riddle, but not till he's crossed the 20-yard line, getting down to, looks to be about the 18, so a gain of 4 for Austin Herrera. And we'll make that actually the 16-yard line, so make that, no, I guess 17. So about a gain of 5 based on the down marker, 2nd and 5 from the 17. Now we have a power eye. Winters takes the snap, and he wants to hand it off to Herrera, but there was a mix-up on the exchange, and Herrera fumbles the ball, but then falls on it. But 2-3 yards behind the original line of scrimmage, so a loss of 3 on the play on the fumbled exchange. And a 2nd and 5 becomes now a 3rd and 8. Jaguars catch a break. They've been suddenly having difficulty stopping the Soap Lake offense. Eagles come back out in their cobalt blue uniforms and white helmets. Winners in shotgun, full house backfield, right behind him. And one fake handoff to Herrera, and then Winters ends up going long to number 80, but the ball got knocked out by, that is Cole Hyatt. The 5'7", 135-pound freshman breaks up the pass, saves a touchdown, because that ball was on target, but Hyatt was well-positioned to break up the pass. So freshman contributions, Colton Tinnen, Cole Hyatt, stopping a Soap Lake progress. They are now facing a 4th and 8 from the Tri-Cities Prep 20. This typically is go-for-it territory, but Jaguars obviously need a stop here. Winters now in the spread. 2 wide receivers split wide to either side. He sends one in motion. That's Herrera. Herrera ends up swinging all the way along. Winters is looking for Herrera. Changes his mind. Almost gets taken backfield. Now Winters is going to take off towards the right, and he ends up getting pushed out of bounds by number 10. I believe that's going to be short of the first down. Number 10 is Gavin Baker. Gavin Baker makes the saving tackle that took place short of the first down. So on fourth and eight, Baker shoves Winters out of bounds, and the Jaguars are going to take the ball over, but deep in their own territory, because Winters got down to about the 13-yard line. So he was only 1 yard short of the first down when Baker stopped him. But Soap Lake manages to mount a 50-yard march, which is much more than any other team had managed up to that point. During the first quarter, the Jaguars had 15 yards, Soap Lake 18. Baker under center, delayed handoff to, that's Dixon, and he's sweeping to the right and manages to not quite turn the corner, but he does get, I want to say, at least 4 yards. He started on the 13, and they are saying he got to the 16. No, that's not the 16. That's got to be closer to the 17. So 4 yards for Dixon on that wing T sweep around. Second and six from about the 17. Baker once again under center. He sweeps around, and it's very difficult. It's difficult from this vantage to see what happens. It was a short handoff to Mario Valencia, and once again, he was met right there in the backfield. Those short handoffs are not currently working in this particular configuration. So Bubba gets dropped for a 4 yard loss, and the ball's back to the original line of scrimmage on the 13. Original possession line of scrimmage. So the Jaguars now facing 3rd and 10 from their 13 yard line. Jones is going to be split wide right. Dixon and Riddler are going to be your wing backs. Valencia's your running back. Baker under center. Baker takes a snap. He's sweeping to the right and almost immediately met backfield. He manages to elude the pressure, and he wanted to hit Dixon, but he underthrew him a little bit, and the ball was very nearly picked off by number 84. That is Tyler Bice, 5'11 junior for Soap Lake. Fortunately, he was unable to hang on to that ball because he had a clear cruising lane into the end zone. So the Jaguars avoid a bullet there. Hogan Jones back to punt. As the snap is made, the flag flies, and the back judge is saying that was movement on the part of Prep. Someone on the line probably jumped right before the snap was made. So the ball on the 13 is now probably going to go back to the 8, although there's some debate about exactly how that is going to be. 8:24 to go here in the first half, and we still have no score. The referee finally announces the penalty. It was a false start, and they're going to penalize the Jaguars 3 yards. So the ball's going to be placed on the 10. Jones is going to be right about the goal line. He manages to get the ball. He gets off a high end-over-end kick that bounces about the 35-yard line and then just sticks right there down by Bennett Peterson. It actually had rolled back a little bit. So Soap Lake now is going to take over the ball somewhat deep in Jaguar territory, as they did a great deal in the first quarter. They're going to have the ball right about the 34-yard line.
Friendly reminder, the concession stand up here is open.
I don't know how audible that is to you, but I am literally standing right on top of the PA speakers here in our little crow's nest here at Soap Lake Field. Winters is going under center, and Soap Lake is presenting the power eye in this particular formation. Winters takes the snap, hands off to the deep. No, it was a delayed handoff to Herrera, who ended up getting met after about 5 yards and thrown down. I want to say that was Miles Smet, but I'm not sure I read the number correctly. Gain of about 4 on that play, moved the ball down to the 30. So 2nd and 6 for Soap Lake, and the power eye is there again with Winters under center, and the deep back is actually Herrera. And he scrambled to the left, wanted to turn up field, really didn't find much in the way of running room, and no, I take that back. They are going to give him 3 yards, but there's a flag on the play. So Santa Claus, he's the back judge, I think, is consulting with the referee. And we're going to have a personal foul. Oh, dear. Personal foul, and the ref motioned to the back of his neck. I'm not exactly sure what that particular penalty is for, but somebody committed a hit that they should not have made. So the ball got down to the 27. And if it's half the distance to goal line, it's going to be about a 13-yard penalty. Should have the ball down around the 14-yard line. And the back judge is trying to figure out exactly where he's going to place the ball. Dan Witz told me, he said, we've got ourselves a young team, really can't afford to be making a whole lot of mistakes, and that sort of penalty is most definitely a mistake. You're giving a freebie to Soap Lake. It does end up placing the ball on the 14, so it's going to be 1st and 10 now. Power eye formation, Winters under center. He now is rolling right. He wants to keep it to himself, and then he gives the option to Herrera, who cuts left, then right, and then manages to pull his way into the end zone for a touchdown. With 7:17 to go, Soap Lake.
Touchdown Eagles!
Soap Lake for the first time in 2 years, has managed to score a touchdown. And they are up on the Jaguars now, 6-0. Soap Lake is going to go for the point after touchdown. This will be, this says George Page. A 5'8", 150 lineman, I don't believe that's correct. This kicker is much smaller than that. And his kick is up, and it's good. So 7:17 to go in the game. Soap Lake draws first blood. It is Soap Lake 7, Tri-Cities Prep nothing. We'll return. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Ideal Jewelry and Boutique in Richland carries boutique items such as clothing, purses, scarves, hats, jewelry, and more. Owner Tammy Davenport has designed many of the jewelry pieces herself, making them unique and one-of-a-kind, yet affordable. They also have a beautiful collection of handmade rosaries that you have to hold in your hand to fully appreciate. And 100% of the rosary proceeds goes to KHSS Catholic Radio. Visit Ideal Jewelry and Boutique at 1950 Keene Road, Q1, Richland, or call 366-1873.
Some fast food restaurants serve what they call Mexican food. Why settle for second best when you can go to Taco John's, a real Mexican restaurant at 701 West Vineyard Avenue in Kennewick? Sometimes it might take a little longer at Taco John's, but it's always fresh, always delicious. Taco John's has a reputation for serving some of the finest Mexican food available. Located across from Kennewick High School, that's Taco John's, where there's a whole lot of Mexican going on.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back live here at Soap Lake Field, where the Eagles have drawn first blood on the Jaguars. They're up 7-0 on the strength of a 14-yard touchdown run by Austin Herrera. And a point after touchdown by Lex Piedra. Piedra, to kick off, kicks a squibber, which is kind of an attempt at an onside kick, but it ended up being kicked cross field and recovered by Gavin Baker just short of the 50-yard line. So the Jaguars will have a short field. They're going to try once again to get their new wing T offense out of first gear. They've been having a little bit of difficulty. On occasion, it's worked. In particular, sweeps involving Colin Dixon have worked quite well. Sometimes the short runs with Mario Valencia, the line has not been able to punch a hole. Baker's going to be under center. Valencia's going to be the running back. Baker swings around. He wants to drop back to pass, and he does. And I think that ball got tipped at the line of scrimmage. The ball got tipped at the line of scrimmage, and there were 4 different Eagles who were just waiting to make that interception. The effort was finally made by Michael Allen, and he dropped the ball. I have to think, with the way that ball ended up flying in the air, that Baker had the ball tipped, or even his arm hit at the line of scrimmage, and then there was a flag on the play. But the refs are consulting with Jacob Amato, so it looks like this flag is going to go against Soap Lake. We have a dead ball personal foul. Dead ball personal foul against Soap Lake. So this time the Eagles make the big mistake. Not only did they miss out the opportunity on the interception, but now the ball is going to get marched well into Soap Lake territory. Past the 40. It's got to be down, yep, right about the 35-yard line. So the Jaguars catch a break. Not only do they avoid a costly interception, but a not-so-bright personal foul on Soap Lake pushes the ball down to the Soap Lake 35, and the Jaguars in the Soap Lake territory with the first down. Baker under center. Jaguars in the wing tee. Dixon and Riddle with the wing backs, and Baker stumbled on his way back, and he's going to get sacked in the backfield. The sides of the line collapsed, and he was facing some pressure right away, and unfortunately, in trying to avoid the pressure, he tripped, managed to keep his feet, but nevertheless got dragged down right about midfield. So that 15-yard personal foul gain was almost entirely wiped out. And Dan Winsett wants to get the offense back on the rails, so he's going to take a timeout, as will we, with 6:40 to go in the first half. Soap Lake up on Tri-Cities Prep, 7-0. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Planning your will and health care directives can be an overwhelming experience. An attorney who specializes in these matters can ensure that you, your property, and your loved ones are taken care of in the best possible manner. For over 10 years, Richland's Mario Ledesma at Ledesma Law Offices on Jadwin Avenue has been helping families with estate planning, community property agreements, health care directives, wills, and transfer of property. He also specializes in discrimination and employment-related issues. Call Ledesma Law Offices at 946-1248. That's 946-1248. In the mid-1990s, when Tri-Cities Prep was still but a dream for many, the great Monsignor Desmond Dillon had a vision for the school. He said that he wanted Tri-Cities Prep to be a place where students can come to know God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Since welcoming its first students in 1998, these words have been woven into the fabric of Tri-Cities Prep, reminding us that, first and foremost, Tri-Cities Prep is a Catholic high school, a community of faith. To learn more, visit tcprep.org. That's tcprep.org.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back live under the lights here at Soap Lake, where the Eagles lead your Jaguars 7-0, 6:40 to go, first half. Baker under center throws a quick strike to Colin Dixon, who leaps up, grazes it down, drags it down, and then he starts hauling defenders another 5 yards down the field. So the Jaguars facing a first and, I want to say that was 27, and Dixon got the bulk of it back. Dixon brings the ball all the way back down to, that is, the 32-yard line. The Jaguars need to get to the 25 for the first down, so on first on just way too much. 25, 26, Dixon gets 15 of them back, and the Jaguars now facing a third and six from the 31. Baker under center. Valencia is the short back. Riddle and Dixon are the wings. Baker draws back. Goes back to pass again, and he overthrows his receiver, and this ball is intercepted by number 42. And he returns the ball back to the, looks to be about the 43-yard line. That was Seth Holden. He's a 6-foot senior linebacker. And Baker wasn't throwing a rainbow. He was throwing a bullet. And I think he failed to lead his receiver, which was number 20, which I do not have right now. So the Jaguars turn the ball over again. They have lost the ball via fumble twice, and now with the interception, Soap Lake has the ball on their 41-yard line. Eagles show full house. Winters takes the shotgun snap and hands off to the right back, who charges into the line of scrimmage. That is Austin Herrera. And he goes from the 41 to the about 46. So gain of 5. Second and 5 for the Eagles. 5:11 to go first half. Jaguars trying to stop the bleeding. For a moment there, they were particularly in the first quarter, they're starting to get the offense on track. They've been stalling largely in the second quarter. Full house backfield. Winners with the shotgun. Wants to option, then finally does decide to option. And he swings it out to, that's not Oderchuk. That is Turchik. And he sweeps down right and gets the ball well past midfield, all the way down to the 43-yard line. That was a gain of 11, more than enough for a Soap Lake first down. 4:27 to go here, first half. If the Jaguars cannot find a way to start to get the Soap Lake offense off their track and thoroughly get their offense on track, it could be a long evening. Power eye now. No, I take it back. This is actually a wing T arrangement. And handoff to Turchik. He manages to juke and spin his way into the secondary, and he gets all the way down to the 30-yard line. And the referee asks for the clock to stop. I take it back. He got it down to the 25. So quick running by Turchik resulted in an 18-yard gain. And Soap Lake now, after having had great difficulty in the first quarter, they pretty much have been moving the ball at will here in the second quarter. Out of three possessions, they have plus 50 yards, plus 21 yards. This one's plus 31 yards. Power eye formation. Winters under center. He turns and hands to the deep back, which is Turchik, and he's a shifty fellow that wants to burn left, cut up field, burn left again, and then finally gets brought down after a shorter gain compared to what we've been seeing earlier. It's difficult to tell with the striping of the field. I want to say that he got down. No, I take it back. They're only going to say he gained about one. So second and 9 for Soap Lake. Jaguar defense holding on that, managing to stop Turchik. And now we have a spread formation with Winters taking the shotgun snap, and it's a high snap. He fakes left, now throws right, and he has Herrera wide open in the flat, and he's burning to the right. Finally met in the backfield, in the secondary. That's not Valencia. That is Colton Tinnen. But Colton Tinnen was playing linebacker defensive back, so Herrera managed to get more than enough for a first down. He got all the way down to the, looks to be, 12-yard line. So 12-yard gain. First and 10, Soap Lake. Eagles knocking on the door again. The Jaguars need a stop here. Power eye? No. This is a pro set. Winters hands off to Turchik, who busts up the middle, and he manages to get about 3, I would say. They're saying he got down to about the 9. The second down, no, they're giving him more than that. The ball must have been on the 13 to begin with. So about 4, so second down and 6 for Soap Lake. And the Jaguars need to stop. If for no other reason, this young team needs the confidence to know that they actually can stop someone once they get rolling on them. Power eye formation as Winters gets under center. And he fakes the short handoff. Now he's throwing deep to the end zone on the right end. He has his man, but they're going to say he was out of bounds. Winters was leading number 80 a little bit too far. And I am trying to find number 80 on this. That was Caleb McMillan. He's a 6'2 senior wide receiver. And it was a set play designed for the back of the end zone, and the idea was McMillan is going to plant his feet and then fall out of bounds, but Winters led him a little bit too far. McMillan's feet went out of bounds. They executed it well. McMillan was just a little too far. So the Jaguars catch a break, and it's 3rd and 6. Power eye formation once again. Winters under center. He takes the snap. He tosses to the long back, which is Turchik, and he puts that jukebox on again, and he rambles 9 yards, sweeping in and out for the touchdown. So with 1:28 to go, Soap Lake scores again. Turchik with a 9-yard touchdown run. And number 10, they gave me a chart that's not numeric. This is a 5'2", 120-pound junior, Piedra. His kick is up, and it got blocked. Bennett Peterson got his tall frame in the way, so the PAT is no good. So with 1:24 to go in the first half, Soap Lake scores again. It is Soap Lake 13, Tri-Cities Prep nothing. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You know the Lady and the Tramp? When the two dogs are eating spaghetti and they grab the same strand and kiss? Make that dinner for your wife. And grab a delicious panini for lunch while you're at it. Cugini's Italian Imports is Walla Walla's best-kept lunchtime secret. I shouldn't even be telling you guys about it on the radio. Cugini's Italian Imports, 960 Wallula Avenue. Buono pazzo.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
1:24 to go here in the first half under the lights in Soap Lake, and Piedra to kick off kicks up another squibber. And the Jaguars have trouble managing it, and I think Piedra recovered his own kick. He did. Number 20 for the Jaguars couldn't quite handle the ball, and it bounced off of him. He looked up for it, but it was squibbing behind him, and Piedra, after making the onside kick, then turned around, scrambled, and actually recovered his own kick. And Soap Lake is going to be in business again from the Jaguar 43-yard line. With 1:18 to go in the first half, they are looking potentially to go up 3 touchdowns on the Jaguars. Jaguars beat Soap Lake at Chihuahua last year, 45-0. This is a different contest here this evening. Winters comes out in shotgun with a full house backfield and one receiver split wide to the right. Turchek goes in motion. Winters keeps the ball, and he wants to sweep right, but he ends up getting hauled down by Jacob Amato in the backfield. Amato was not being fooled by that, and Todd Blankenship wants to talk it over. He does want to score, so he's going to take a timeout. So with 1:09 to go here in the second quarter, we'll take one as well with Soap Lake up on Prep, 13-0. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein and McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We are back live under the lights here at Soap Lake, where the Jaguars find themselves in a dogfight with the Eagles. Last year, the Jaguars dominated at the tune of 45-0. Tonight, it is an entirely different story. Soap Lake is up 13-0 on the Jaguars, and it is a tale of two quarters so far. In the first quarter, Tri-Cities Prep had 11 yards total offense. Soap Lake had 15 yards total offense. In the second quarter, Tri-Cities Prep is about the same, 16 yards offense. But there is quite a bit of difference for Soap Lake. They have 120 yards total offense. The Eagles have managed to get their offense on track. The Jaguars pretty much stuck in neutral. And when they start to make some progress, get the ball recovered deep in Soap Lake territory. They fumble, or they did have a drive that was assisted by penalties. They end up throwing an interception. Soap Lake facing a second and 13 from their from Tri-City's 46-yard line. Power Eye Winters ends up sending a long toss to 33, Turchik, and Turchik had to gather it off the ground. And I will say this, Turchik keeps making the same move. Turchik likes to run to the left. They'll run left, juke straight up, juke left again, and the Jaguars keep falling for that. But that time, the Jaguars were tuning in a little bit more on him. He only managed to get about three on that. Say the 42, Winters back at shotgun, ends up getting an enormous amount of line pressure from the Jaguars, and he ended up throwing the ball to the invisible man. Arguably, there was a receiver in the area, so you can't call intentional grounding, but it does stop the clock with 35 seconds to go in the first half. Again, Soap Lake up 13-0 on the Jaguars, and they are facing a 4th-and-9 from, I have the 42, but the down marker looks to be more like the 43-yard line. And now the officials are having, as has happened a fair bit this evening, they have been having some issues to address. But in fairness, so has everyone else. Soap Lake's had their issues. Tri-City's Prep definitely has had their issues thus far. We are now ready to go. If Soap Lake comes out in a spread this time with a single back and three wide receivers, Winters takes a shotgun, snap, rolls way back. Now he wants to throw deep, and he then turned around and ended up throwing a short complete to number 80, which I think is going to be good for a first down. He ends up getting shoved out of bounds by number 28 for us, but there's a flag on the play, and the back judge is calling holding against Soap Lake. Winters looked like he was getting ready to throw way deep, and then I'm not sure if he didn't get gas on it or if it was a design play, but number 80, the receiver on this play, ended up having to double back for it, so the pass was complete. That was Caleb McMillan again. But the holding on the play is going to nullify it anyway. With 27.2 seconds to go, instead of a first down, Soap Lake, and the hold took place significantly behind the line of scrimmage. That ball is going to get shoved all the way back on the other side of the field. It is now on the Soap Lake 42-yard line. It was a 15-yard penalty in the end. So, Soap Lake facing third and forever. Full house backfield, shotgun snap. Winters takes it in the middle, and he hands off to Herrera, who sweeps to the right. He manages to get into the secondary before he gets dragged down after crossing midfield again, just short of the 45-yard line. 16 seconds to go, and Blankenship still wants to teach his troops. So, with 16 seconds to go, Soap Lake will take a timeout, as will we. With Soap Lake leading your Tri-City Prep Jaguars 13-0, you're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Are you having problems with your furnace? Campbell & Company has the solution. Save up to $2,450 on your system by utilizing options like the $250 Campbell & Company Maintenance Rewards Credit and utility rebates up to $1,000. Lennox and manufacturer rebates up to $1,700. And don't forget financing as low as $75 per month. OAC, some restrictions apply. Campbell & Company is your local Lennox premier dealer. Go to TrustCampbell.com for details. Campbell & Company, trusted home comfort solutions.
So what can you find at a Catholic Supply Company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West 1st Avenue, Kennewick.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
16 seconds to go here under the lights in the first half here at Soap Lake. And Soap Lake up 13-0 over your Jaguars. And Tony Blankenship trying to get his troops to get it back into the end zone. Full house backfield. Winters is looking to take the shotgun snap. He sends Tolchuk in motion. Faces Tolchuk. Now he wants to pass. Now he is going to end up getting sacked. And that was Jacob Amato again. That's his third sack of the game. There are definitely some bright spots for the Jaguars this evening, and Jacob Amato is one of them. This is the third time he's gotten into the backfield and made winners pay. Once again, the ball gets pushed back behind the 50-yard line all the way back to the 47. That's a 7-yard sack for Amato. So with 9.3 seconds to go, and fourth and... I take that back. That was fourth down. So Amato's sack ends up causing the Eagles to turn the ball over on downs. So the Jaguars with 9.3 seconds to go have an opportunity to at least take the ball back over on offense. It'll be curious to see if Dan Winston tries to go for it or if he's simply going to ask Gavin Baker to take a knee and we'll go into the locker room and try and put things together. Baker is under center. The Jaguars show the normal wing T arrangement, and they are going to go for it. It's a delayed handoff to Riddle, who fumbles the handoff, and I believe that ball was gathered in again by Soaplake, and it was. The Jaguars played their turnovers in the first half. 3 fumbles, 1 interception, 3.6 seconds to go, and Soaplake's going to get one more crack at this. So the ball got fumbled just short of the 50-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for Soaplake from their own 48-yard line. Their quarterback, Winters, is simply going to have to heave it and hope for something because 3.6 seconds, you're not going to get an opportunity to get off 2 plays. Eagles come out in the spread. Single setback, 2 wide receivers split wide to either side. Winters is going to drop back. He's looking, and now he's throwing, and he throws a rocket way downfield, and it almost got intercepted. I'm hoping I've got the number. Yeah, it was Colin Dixon. Was ready to make a play on that, but he wasn't quite able to, and that puts the end of the first half with Salt Lake leading our Tri-Cities Rep Jaguars, 13-0. We're going to take an extended break. When we come back, we will have preliminary stats, what happened in the first half, what worked, what didn't work, what the Jaguars need to do to succeed in the second half. We'll be back with more. It's halftime here at Soap Lake with the Eagles up on the Jaguars, 13-0. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A quality education is the greatest gift you can give to a child. And quality education is what Kennewick's St. Joseph's Catholic School is all about. Limited class size and a diversity of teaching methods meet the individual needs of every student. With a rigorous Christ-centered curriculum that includes music, art, and computers, our students are prepared academically, socially, and spiritually for life in high school and beyond. St. Joseph's Catholic School in Kennewick, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the Internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities Prep Games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878. Ideal Jewelry and Boutique in Richland carries boutique items such as clothing, purses, scarves, hats, jewelry, and more. Owner Tammy Davenport has designed many of the jewelry pieces herself, making them unique and one-of-a-kind, yet affordable. They also have a beautiful collection of handmade rosaries that you have to hold in your hand to fully appreciate. And 100% of the rosary proceeds goes to KHSS Catholic Radio. Visit Ideal Jewelry and Boutique at 1950 Keene Road, Q1, Richland, or call 366-1873.
Some fast food restaurants serve what they call Mexican food. Why settle for second best when you can go to Taco John's, a real Mexican restaurant at 701 West Vineyard Avenue in Kennewick? Sometimes it might take a little longer at Taco John's, but it's always fresh, always delicious. Taco John's has a reputation for serving some of the finest Mexican food available. Located across from Kennewick High School, that's Taco John's, where there's a whole lot of Mexican going on.
Planning your will and health care directives can be an overwhelming experience. An attorney who specializes in these matters can ensure that you, your property, and your loved ones are taken care of in the best possible manner. For over 10 years, Richland's Mario Ledesma at Ledesma Law Offices on Jadwin Avenue has been helping families with estate planning, community property agreements, health care directives, wills, and transfer of property. He also specializes in discrimination and employment-related issues. Call Ledesma Law Offices at 946-1248. That's 946-1248. In the mid-1990s, when Tri-Cities Prep was still but a dream for many, the great Monsignor Desmond Dillon had a vision for the school. He said that he wanted Tri-Cities Prep to be a place where students can come to know God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Since welcoming its first students in 1998, these words have been woven into the fabric of Tri-Cities Prep, reminding us that, first and foremost, Tri-Cities Prep is a Catholic high school, a community of faith. To learn more, visit tcprep.org. That's tcprep.org.
Yo, Uncle Louie, what's the matter? How you doing? Something wrong? Oh, not again. You got to take her down to Cugini's. You got to get some of them sandwiches. You got to get some of that homemade lasagna and homemade ravioli. You got to get some of that stuff they make down there. It's fantastic. You won't believe it. You take that home, you cook that up, you get some sausage, you get some salami. She won't know what to do. She'll be eating out of your hands. Uncle Louie, if I ever lied to you, this place is crazy good. Buona Pazzo, 960 Wallula Avenue. Gabish.
Everyone is talking about Pancakes to Go because Pancakes to Go is the only drive-thru restaurant that serves nothing but Pancakes to Go.
I tried other fast food restaurants, but cutting a short stack and tearing open a syrup container while driving is just too dangerous.
That's why Pancakes to Go pioneered two ways to enjoy pancakes while commuting. Pancakes in a tube and hot steaming pancake smoothies.
Pancakes in a tube uses proprietary Pancakes to Go technology known as the Squeeze Easy Applicator
for guaranteed uniform pancake dispensing.
I squeezed a double stack this morning.
And how about those pancake smoothies?
Mmm, Pancakes to Go does them with maple syrup and butter, fresh fruit, or if you're really in a hurry, the time-saving buckwheat espresso smoothie.
My favorite's the maple mocha.
Everybody loves Pancakes to Go, and you will too. Just drive through where you see the big dripping bowl of batter. Pancakes to Go, where you can get pancakes to go.
We love you, Pancakes to Go.
And visit us on the web at pancakestogo.com for hot, fresh pancakes with guaranteed two-day delivery.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back live here at Soap Lake at halftime under the lights, where the Eagles are leading your Jaguars 13-0. Give you some very, very, very preliminary statistics. I do not have specific rushing or passing statistics. I can tell you that Colin Dixon has a couple of runs. He had an 11-yard run and also a 10-yard run, then another 4-yard run. Gavin Baker currently is 2-for-7. He has completed a 16-yard pass to Dixon, and he also completed a 15-yard pass to Bennett Peterson in the first quarter. And this game thus far has been a tale of quarters. It looks like both teams are going to be playing a ball possession game because they're pretty much playing three and out in the first quarter. In the first quarter, Soap Lake managed to get a 15 yards against the Prep defense. They weren't able to do anything against the Prep defense. But the Jaguars were no better in the end, only able to net 11 yards in the first quarter. In the second quarter, things for the Jaguars really didn't change a whole heck of a lot. They were only able to gain 16 yards over the course of the entire second quarter, but the Eagles were able to have their way with the Jaguars. They were able to gain close to 150 yards in total offense and put those 13 points on the board. So, like I said, the tail of the two quarters, The other thing that has plagued the Jaguars at this point have been turnovers. The Jaguars turned the ball over four times. They have three fumbles, and they have an interception, and those have short-circuited any possible drive that the Jaguars have been able to manage. The Jaguars do have two fumble recoveries of their own. They do have some bright spots on defense. Mario Valencia made a great shoestring tackle in the first quarter to stop a large gain. He also had a fumble recovery in the second quarter. Unfortunately, he turned the ball over on the very next possession. Jacob Amano does have three sacks. Good for almost 15 yards in losses against the Soap Lake defense, but those are the lone bright spots in an evening that has been plagued somewhat with errors. We're seeing a small team, we're seeing a young team trying to wrap its head around a brand new offense, and you can tell that the learning curve is still something that the Jaguars were struggling with. In the second quarter, the Jaguars were having difficulty stopping the Soap Lake rushing game. Tarchuk and Herrera both, Tarchuk loving to run left, Herrera loving to run right, and on a number of occasions they have been able to take large chunks out of Tri-City's prep real estate because of difficulties with the line blocking getting to them. Tarchuk in particular loves to run left in a very unique but repetitive fashion, and the Jaguar defense has been having trouble adjusting to it. We're going to take another break here. We've got about 6:20 to go before the start of the third quarter. When we return, we're going to talk about Jaguars' key to success for the second half. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein and McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back live here under the lights in Soap Lake on a chilly evening. I seem to recall from my times as being both a PDA announcer for Tri-Cities Prep, which I did for, for 8 years, and then also doing football for the first time last year. I recall our first game last year was at Hermiston, where technically we were hosting Hefner, and Hefner, the Oregon State, as I recall, they were a runner-up in their 2B league, just ran roughshod over the Jaguars 47-7. What I remember from that game, despite the fact I was in an air-conditioned booth, I needed to be in an air-conditioned booth. It was warm in Hermiston. And it was warm in Tri-Cities, and it's typically warm in Tri-Cities here around the 4th of September. And this evening, Soap Lake, it has got to be in the low 60s right now with a little breeze coming out of the west. And I don't think Tri-Cities is a heck of a lot warmer than that right now. It's an unusually cool fall evening. If you just joined us, if you were hoping to see a repeat of the prep performance against Soap Lake last year, where they pretty much had the game fully in hand by halftime, and they won going away 45-0, that is not the game that we are having here at Soap Lake this evening. Soap Lake returned the bulk of their starters. Tri-Cities Prep has lost a significant amount of senior leadership. They lost senior skill players that were responsible for about 90% of their rushing offense. Not to mention missing their quarterback. So we've had to reload. I lied small. Soap Lake returned pretty much everyone they had from last year with the exception of their quarterback. And they had to figure the game was going to be of a different tenor, and it certainly has been, as the Jaguars have struggled to hold on to the ball. They've turned the ball over four times. They've struggled to get the offense on track. They only have, I believe, one first down gained through offense this evening. They have gathered two others through penalty. So to succeed in the second half and perhaps get themselves back into this game, here's what the Jaguars need to do. First of all, they obviously need to take care of the ball. And I know that the carrot, Captain Obvious, has this rock moment, but it really is. We have had four fumbles lost either in exchanges shortly after the ball's been handed off in the running game. We did have one interception. Gavin Baker, the junior quarterback starting for the first time for the Jaguars, has had moments of excellence. He's also had some moments where things perhaps haven't been quite so good. There were times where he would have been well served to ground the ball. And the interception that he threw, there was either miscommunication with the receiver or he misread the coverage. But the possibility for excellence is there, and we need to see it here in the second half. It needs to not become a possibility. It needs to become a reality. The run backs have got to hang on to the ball once it's been given to them and make smart decisions when they're moving upfield. The line play has been spotty. There are times that the line has provided Gavin the protection that he needs. There are other times that, as a parent described it to me earlier this week, it's been something of a sieve. They very much need to tighten up. The defense needs to solve the Soap Lake running game. In the second quarter, number 33 in particular, Turchik, there it is, Ruben Turchik. He's a 5'7", 155-pound junior running back, who has a very shifty, fast-legged moving running style. He loves to run and juke, in particular, to the left, and he has been terrorizing the right side of the Jaguar defense. On the left side of the Jaguar defense, Austin Herrera, a name I called quite a bit last year, he's one of the few bright spots for the Soap Lake offense, is terrorizing the right side, and the Jaguars have got to find an answer for those two. Jaguar defense has done a pretty fair job, in fairness, of containing their 6'1", 195-pound junior quarterback, Braden Winters. Winters has a nice arm, and he's really fairly mobile, but the Jaguar line of linebackers have done a pretty good job of reading him and keeping him from wreaking too much havoc, and they haven't allowed him to succeed with long passes downfield. The one that actually did succeed, almost succeeded, was a touchdown pass that was just out of bounds. A planned play, and the Jaguars secondary was beaten there. But in large part, both the secondary and the pass containment has been pretty good. It's the Soap Lake running game where the Jaguars must step up their game. The halftime siren has sounded, and I see the Jaguars are just now getting on the field, so we should be having the second half kickoff in fairly short order. We will take a short break and be back with that second half kickoff as we hope to see the Jaguars come back and still take this contest against the Soap Lake Eagles. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Are you having problems with your furnace? Campbell & Company has the solution. Save up to $2,450 on your system by utilizing options like the $250 Campbell & Company Maintenance Rewards Credit and utility rebates up to $1,000. Lennox and manufacturer rebates up to $1,700. And don't forget financing as low as $75 per month. OAC, some restrictions apply. Campbell & Company is your local Lennox premier dealer. Go to TrustCampbell.com for details. Campbell & Company, trusted home comfort solutions.
So what can you find at a Catholic Supply Company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West First Avenue, Kennewick.
Kennewick St. Joseph's Catholic School has been preparing leaders for the church and the world for more than 50 years. All successful school systems require parent involvement, and with over 10,000 hours of volunteer service to the school, St. Joseph's parent community sets the standard. St. Joseph's has a superb children's center and Montessori preschool programs. Is there anything more important than your child's education? St. Joseph's Catholic School, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the Internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities Prep Games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back under the fall lights here, the early fall lights of Soap Lake on a chilly early September evening, where Soap Lake has staked out a 13-0 lead over your Jaguars as we move to the second half. Hogan Jones is deep, is set to kick off, and Ruben Turchik, the terrorizing running back, is deep to receive for the Jaguars. Jones approaches the ball, he lofts it into the air, and we are on our way for the second half. Turchik is going to gather in that ball inside the 5-yard line. He runs to the right, tries to juke back to the middle, now does pull back into the middle, and finally ends up getting dragged down by number 22 for the Jaguars. 22 is Miles Smet. I'm still trying to get names and numbers straight here for the Jaguars. And Soap Lake will have the ball about the, I want to say that's the 30-yard line. Nope, they're going to be right about the 27. So Soap Lake is in business to start the second half here. They will face first and 10 on their own 27-yard line. Winters, their quarterback, is going to be under center. Soap Lake presents a number of different offensive sets. This is going to be a power eye. Winters wants to hand off to the deep back. That is Turchik, and he's doing his usual juking stuff, but the Jaguar defense largely stays at home and prevents him from getting into the open field, which he was doing with impunity in the second quarter. Turchik is only able to get 3 yards. Turchik consistently runs to his left. I have not seen him make a move to his right yet. They're going to give him a long three. We're going to call that second and 7 now from their own 30-yard line. And the Eagles come out. Looks like they're showing the power eye again. Yes, they are. They're showing the power eye. Winters is going to be under center. He takes the snap. He wants to hand off. He ends up getting it to Herrera, who's going to sweep right. He's pursued by Amato, who finally drags him down from the back. Herrera was just starting to turn the right-hand corner, and Herrera only runs to the right. He did manage to get 5 yards on that play, but he couldn't fully turn the corner before Amato ran him down, before Herrera could get the first down. So it's going to be third and about 3. Possibly a long 2, but I have the ball placed on the 35. And if I have my markers right, they need to get to the 37. So Soap Lake with the 3rd and 3. And now we are showing a full house backfield with Winters in shotgun, and he gives to Herrera deep in the backfield, and he's going to be met in the backfield by Peterson and also by Amato, and he's going to be thrown for a loss, as the Jaguar defense was not fooled by that. And they shove Herrera all the way back. I guess that's just a 2-yard loss. They're going to say Herrera lost 2 on that play. Herrera was trying to build up a head of steam, but Bennett Peterson and Jacob Amato were saying, not on your nelly. So 4th down now at about 6, and the Eagles are in punt formation with Winters deep. That is Colin Dixon deep to receive for the Jaguars, and Winters with that left-handed kick of his ends up getting a curler that barely crosses the 50-yard line, bounces around to the 45, and then eventually rolls out of bounds. So the Jaguars will have the ball with reasonably decent field possession on their own 45-yard line, their first possession of the second half. That is the first possession that the Jaguars have managed to stop Soap Lake on since the first half. And that was solid. You had good line play. You had good pursuit. You didn't allow the running backs to turn the corner and tear things up downfield. And lo and behold, Jaguars are in business, hoping to get this wing tee on track. Valencia is your running back. Dixon and Riddle are your wing backs. Peterson split wide right. And Baker wants to throw to, sorry, that's Jones, split wide right, and Baker wanted Jones right about midfield. The ball was a little high, and Hogan wasn't quite able to get his hands on it. Crisply thrown ball. Tad high. You have to say the quarterback has some responsibility for throwing the ball high, but in all fairness, Hogan could have gotten his hands on that ball. Second and 10 for the Jaguars now, once again from their 45. 9:27 to go here, third quarter. Soap Lake 13, Tri-Cities Prep nothing. Ben Peterson's going to be split to the left. And in this wing T offense from now on, Valencia's going to be your running back with Riddle and Dixon as your wing backs. Baker under center takes the snap. He turns and looks and passes straight over the middle. I think that's Peterson, and it's complete. And he manages to stop, turn up to the left, and he gets downfield into Soap Lake territory. And based on where they marked the ball, that will be a Tri-Cities Prep first down just inside. Just inside the Soap Lake 45-yard line. So that's an 11-yard gain from Baker to Peterson. And I've said over and over, Gavin Baker throws a nice rainbow downfield, but he throws a sharp ball across the middle as well. Wing T setup. I believe we have Peterson split wide left. Now both wing backs set to the left. Baker under center. He turns, spins, and he's going to hand off to Riddle, who cuts up the middle. And ultimately, it doesn't look like he's going to get much. In fact, I'm going to say that he ended up losing one on that play. Prep success in running the wing T has worked well, in particular when we've had sweeps. When we have tried going up the middle with Valencia or Riddle, they tend to get met right away. Coach Witsa told me earlier this week that one of the keys to the wing T working is point of attack and having three linemen making sure they're blowing open a hole, and the central part of the line, I'm no expert, seems to be having difficulty making the holes for those running backs straight up the gut. Peterson split wide left, Baker under center. It's the usual wing T arrangement, and Baker wants to pass. He's quickly pursued, but he manages to get the ball over the middle, and it ends up being intercepted by number 79. And that, ladies and gentlemen, right there, he had Bennett Peterson wide open, and he had eyes for Peterson, but he did not see 79, who is, let me get his number, that is Michael Allen, who was lurking back there at defensive back. He did not see him. And that is experience that comes with time. That's experience that comes with being able to read coverages and also being able to read potential threats. That was a sharply thrown ball. It was just one that probably needed to be let up just a little bit. So the Jaguars with their fifth turnover, Baker with his second interception, and Soap Lake has the ball on their 45-yard line. Winters under center tosses back to Kerchick, who runs left, then cuts up, and he manages to get five. Up to midfield. Yeah, right about. So a five-yard gain for Turchik. I'm telling you, if the Jaguars can see that Turchik's going to get the ball, everyone simply needs to flood right. Because Turchik runs left, he can't help himself. At least based on my observations thus far. Soap Lake comes out now. They are showing power eye. And Herrera goes in motion. Toss to Turchik, who actually runs right, and he gets met in the backfield, which is perhaps why he doesn't want to run right. He's met by Amaro, and I want to say that's Kenny Ireland. We actually have numbers that work here for the Jaguars, so I can make sense of this. Yes, that was. That was Kenny Ireland and Jacob Amaro. They gather up Turchik in the backfield and shove him back a good 3 yards. And a second and five becomes a third and seven for Soap Lake. And now we have a spread formation with Winters in shotgun, and boy, the snap sailed about 3 feet over his head. And he has to go all the way back on the 24-yard line and fall on the ball before he's tagged by Jacob Amato. So Soap Lake has a exchange error there. Which they have not. They've managed to shotgun well all night, but that ball just absolutely took off. That was a space shuttle launch right there. And Soap Lake is facing fourth down and forever. That's fourth down and probably 35 yards. So Winters almost certainly is going to punt here after that 22-yard snap error. And that snap almost sails on him, but he managed to get it. It's blocked. It's blocked, and that ball is going towards the Soap Lake end zone. It gets dived on. Tugged. And we've got a scratch. And it's a touchdown. It got recovered in the end zone, I want to say, by Jacob Amato. Yes, it was. We have a blocked punt, and then Jacob Amato gathers it in the end zone. We have a Jaguar touchdown. We do have a flag on the play. Although I'm not, the flag may actually be a marker. I'm not sure. And they're talking, if it is a penalty, they're talking to Bennett Peterson. So if there is a penalty on this play, it's going to be against Soap Lake. So 5:48 to go in the third quarter. The Jaguars take advantage of Soap Lake errors. And what we had was a holding call against Soap Lake on that play. So obviously the Jaguars are going to decline it, and that is a touchdown. And the Jaguars are on the board with Hogan Jones on to attempt the point after touchdown. Jacob Amato has earned his stripes tonight. He's got three sacks and now a fumble recovery for a touchdown. So the Jaguars don't have anything on offense, but they've got the touchdown. Jones' kick is up, and it is good. And with 5:48 to go in the third quarter, the Jaguars have the lead. Soap Lake 13, Tri-Cities Prep 7. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Ideal Jewelry and Boutique in Richland carries boutique items such as clothing, purses, scarves, hats, jewelry, and more. Owner Tammy Davenport has designed many of the jewelry pieces herself, making them unique and one-of-a-kind, yet affordable. They also have a beautiful collection of handmade rosaries that you have to hold in your hand to fully appreciate. And 100% of the rosary proceeds goes to KHSS Catholic Radio. Visit Ideal Jewelry and Boutique at 1950 Keene Road, Q1, Richland, or call 366-1873.
Some fast food restaurants serve what they call Mexican food. Why settle for second best when you can go to Taco John's, a real Mexican restaurant at 701 West Vineyard Avenue in Kennewick? Sometimes it might take a little longer at Taco John's, but it's always fresh, always delicious. Taco John's has a reputation for serving some of the finest Mexican food available. Located across from Kennewick High School, that's Taco John's, where there's a whole lot of Mexican going on.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
5:48 to go third quarter here under the cool early September lights up here at Soap Lake, and the Jaguars have got themselves on the board. Soap Lake leads 13-7. The Jaguars have 10 yards total offense here third quarter. Soap Lake minus 14. And most importantly, the Jaguars have the lead after the blocked punt and the fumble recovery in the end zone by Jacob Amato. And Hogan Jones' kickoff is on its way. Turchik is deep to receive. He ends up gathering it in about the 10. Fumbles the ball, ends up sending it forward to number 24. But he can't get anywhere upfield as he's met by, once again, Jacob Amato, who currently is Mr. Everywhere. Three sacks, fumble recovery for a touchdown. So, Mr. Amato, if you're listening to the game, your boy's doing well. So, Soap Lake tries to find the magic that they had in the second quarter. Hopefully, Uncle Mo is parked on the prep sideline right now, having spent all of the second quarter tending to the Eagles in their cobalt blue uniforms. The ball is going to be set right at the 20. So, Soap Lake tries to get something going again. They present a full house backfield with Winters and shotgun, and he fakes the keeper, ends up handing off to the near back, who's met in the backfield again by Jacob Amato. Not much of a gain at all on the play. In fact, I want to say he got stopped for no gain. So Amato right now is just a one-man wrecking crew. In fact, there's actual loss on the play there. They started on the 20, and that ball is now back on the 19. And Amato was riding him like a merry-go-round, just swinging around and around, but managed to get him down. Now we have a spread formation. Winters is in shotgun. Two wide receivers split wide to either side. Winters takes the snap. He drops back. He wants to throw. He tosses short to number 30, who's a big runner, and he's going to rumble upfield, and he's met by number 22, but number 30 carries him along, because 30 is I want to get his name right. This is Nazer Oderchuk. I called his name quite a bit last year. He's 6'2", 210-pound running back, and when he builds up a head of steam, he can be hard to stop. He managed to get all the way down to the 33-yard line. So that's a gain of 14 for Soap Lake on that screen pass. So now Soap Lake comes out. You never know what their formation is going to be. It literally changes not just from possession but from play to play. They're coming out now in the power eye. And Winters is going to be under center. He sends Herrera in motion, and he gives it to Turchek, who now runs right and actually manages to turn the corner, and he gets all the way up to the 45-yard line. Make that the 46-yard line. But there's a flag on the play in the backfield that's probably holding, and it is likely to come back. So Turchek shows that he can actually run right. But it's not a holding call. It's a personal foul. And once again, there's this motion towards the back of the head. I have to think it's a targeting or spearing call. But regardless, it's going to go against Soap Lake. So Turchik's long run is going to come back. And Soap Lake is going to pay as well as the placement of the ball. Those personal fouls are 15-yard penalties. And if it's from the flag, that's from the original line of scrimmage. So, yes. This ball is going to go from the 33. They are bringing it all the way back inside the 20. I want to say that's about the 18. Yep, the 18-yard line. So Soap Lake is going to be facing, this must be a first and 25 from their 18-yard line, and we have a spread formation, three wide receivers to the left, one to the right, Winters in shotgun. He takes a snap. He wants to look right. He does right away, and they telegraph that, and I'll tell you what, Bennett Peterson read that from the get-go. There was a completion, and Peterson nailed the receiver for a loss in the backfield, and we're going to have an official's timeout because the receiver is still down. Bennett saw that play unfolding and laid a hit on that receiver, and the receiver is still paying the price, unfortunately. So now we're going to take a timeout now as they tend to this fallen receiver, and you might take a moment and pray for him. He is moving. I believe he's going to be fine, but Bennett certainly made him pay. So we'll take a quick timeout here, and we'll be back with more with 3:58 to go here in the third quarter. Soap Lake leading Prep, 13-7. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Planning your will and health care directives can be an overwhelming experience. An attorney who specializes in these matters can ensure that you, your property, and your loved ones are taken care of in the best possible manner. For over 10 years, Richland's Mario Ledesma at Ledesma Law Offices on Jadwin Avenue has been helping families with estate planning, community property agreements, health care directives, wills, and transfer of property. He also specializes in discrimination and employment-related issues. Call Ledesma Law Offices at 946-1248. That's 946-1248.
In the mid-1990s, when Tri-Cities Prep was still but a dream for many, the great Monsignor Desmond Dillon had a vision for the school. He said that he wanted Tri-Cities Prep to be a place where students can come to know God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Since welcoming its first students in 1998, these words have been woven into the fabric of Tri-Cities Prep, reminding us that, first and foremost, Tri-Cities Prep is a Catholic high school, a community of faith. To learn more, visit tcprep.org. That's tcprep.org.
Yo, you guys, listen up. I went down to Cagini's. I brought my sister in from New York and her husband. Man, they went back to New York. They haven't stopped talking yet about the food down at that place. I call them up and say, you got to shut up. I know it's good, okay? Tough luck you don't got it there. What am I going to do, huh? I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. I'll send you a sandwich if I have to. I'll send you some ravioli. Man, it's delicious. I'll send you some of that cuoletella. It's fabulous. Cugini's, 960 Wallula Avenue. Buono pazzo.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
All right, I'll freely confess, coming back here to the lights here, it's so bright. On a cool desert night, 3:58 to go to the third quarter, Soap Lake up 13-7. That commercial cracks me up. It just cracks me up. We are in an injury timeout here right now, and the injury came about. Soap Lake's last play, facing first and 25 from their own 18. Winters went back in shotgun and threw a screen pass in the flat to it. I did not get the receiver's number. It may have been Herrera. But Bennett Peterson read this screen pass from the get-go, and he came carrying in and just tattooed the receiver right as he made the catch. The receiver, to his credit, he hung on to the ball, but he got absolutely leveled by Bennett, and he is still on the field. He's being tended to by athletic and training personnel at Soap Lake. He was moving around quite a bit. I got the impression that he was in pain but not in any danger. I haven't seen much movement since then. They clearly are talking to him. And, you know, you can get a feel for looking at training personnel if there's a serious problem. They're moving about in a fairly relaxed fashion. So hopefully the receiver, while clearly not feeling well, and may, of course, certainly also have an injury, hopefully, and doesn't appear to be seriously injured just from the way the training personnel appear to be tending to him. If he has anything seriously hurt, my guess, honestly, would be a rib, because you'd need to see the play, and I could see it unfolding in front of me. Bennett knew precisely what was going on, and at least in terms of timing football hits, he could not have done any better. It's just unfortunate that the player ended up getting hit in this particular instance. While we're waiting for the receiver to get up, and certainly praying that he is all right, this has once again been a tale of quarters. The first quarter ultimately being a tie between the two teams as they're both trying to get their offenses on track. The second quarter, Soap Lake absolutely dominated and scored the two touchdowns on the Jaguars. And the third quarter has been a different story. Soap Lake has had two possessions. Their first possession, they only managed to gain 6 yards. Their second possession, they threw it into reverse. They lost 20 yards. In fairness, that the bulk of the 20 yards was lost due to a NASA launch of a shotgun snap that sailed over the quarterback winner's head. And by the time he managed to land on it, they had lost 25 yards, but they'd lost a good 15 yards, and they were down at the 25-yard line. On the subsequent punt, because that had been a third down play, a Jaguar, whom I cannot identify, got one of the cleanest blocks on a punt you are ever going to see in your life. He got all of the punt. It went sailing backward. No one knew where the ball was at first, until Jacob Amato and then two Soap Lake Eagles went charging into the end zone to fight for the fumbled ball, and ultimately Amato recovered, and that was the Jaguar touchdown, which you can't really attribute to the offense, but you certainly can attribute to the strength, at least in the third quarter, of the Jaguar defense. Jaguars winning the battle in the third quarter thus far. We can only hope that Uncle Mo continues to stay parked on the Jaguar sideline. Getting a tad concerned about this receiver because he is still on the ground. He's surrounded by Soap Lake personnel. Again, they do not seem concerned, and they haven't tried to get aboard. They haven't tried to get anything to secure the receiver. They seem primarily to be talking to him, but he is apparently not wanting to get up. While we're continuing to wait, I don't want to go away in case he actually does get up. But it looks like they are going for some sort of equipment to further to make him either more comfortable or be able to get him off the field. So we will take yet another break. We're in the midst of an extended injury timeout here with 3:58 to go here, third quarter, with Soap Lake leading the Jaguars 13-7. But the Jaguars, hopefully with Uncle Mo on their sideline, when we get back to play, we'll see if they can pull this out of the bucket. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry. If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein and McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
3:58 to go here, third quarter, under the cool desert lights here in Soap Lake, with Soap Lake Eagles leading your Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars 13-7. We're in an extended injury timeout here. The Soap Lake receiver is still, he is still on the ground at about the 18-yard line where he had made that reception. And then he got flattened by Bennett Peterson, and he has not been wanting to get up since then. And this is beginning to look somewhat concerning. It encapsulates the fundamental conflict, the fundamental oxymoron that surrounds football. Bennett Peterson made a textbook tackle of that play. He read it as it unfolded. He anticipated. He accelerated, he executed, he put a clean hit on the receiver, but the receiver remains down. And the difficulty with football, unfortunately, is its fundamental violence. And you hate to see players undone by that violence. I've heard Coach Witsa talk many times that if you are in effect the aggressor, not that you're playing aggressively, not that you're playing to hurt, but if you are using your body correctly, it's more difficult for you to get injured. And in that particular play, this receiver took the ball, and he did not even have a chance to look upfield before Bennett was on him, and Bennett laid the hit on him. They had him sitting up, which is certainly a good sign. But he's still seated on the turf. But I still don't see any evidence of emergency personnel. So whatever it is that is troubling this receiver, it must not be terribly threatening, but it obviously is uncomfortable because he's not getting up off the turf. Soap Lake is now bringing a golf cart onto the field. So whoever this receiver is, and I've still not been able to get a number, he's going to receive some assistance off field. For those who may tend to wax philosophical amongst the prep audience, the realities of football come into play here, and certainly give one at least pause to think. The thing that is so obviously attractive to football, not its violence per se, but it's struggle and the intensity that attracts young men to it certainly attracts spectators, that makes it the spectacle, that makes it exciting. Yet at the same time, as I mentioned earlier, the fundamental oxymoron that it presents struggle, it presents intensity. If done right, it presents a great deal of fun and the notion of victory, but at the same time, its violence can also tax its players in such a way so that they can get injured. And unfortunately, it looks like we're dealing with one of those injuries here. We're going to take another break as Soap Lake tends to its fallen receiver, and we will take another break and be back with more information. With 3:58 to go here, third quarter, Soap Lake still leading your Tri-City Prep Jaguars 13-7. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Are you having problems with your furnace? Campbell & Company has the solution. Save up to $2,450 on your system by utilizing options like the $250 Campbell & Company Maintenance Rewards Credit and utility rebates up to $1,000. Lennox and manufacturer rebates up to $1,700. And don't forget financing as low as $75 per month. OAC, some restrictions apply. Campbell & Company is your local Lennox premier dealer. Go to TrustCampbell.com for details. Campbell & Company, trusted home comfort solutions.
So what can you find at a Catholic supply company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West 1st Avenue, Kennewick.
A quality education is the greatest gift you can give to a child, and quality education is what Kennewick's St. Joseph's Catholic School is all about. Limited class size and a diversity of teaching methods meet the individual needs of every student. With a rigorous Christ-centered curriculum that includes music, art, and computers, our students are prepared academically, socially, and spiritually for life in high school and beyond. St. Joseph's Catholic School in Kennewick, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities Prep Games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Yes, once again, the greatest call letters in the history of broadcast journalism right there. 3:58 to go here, third quarter. We've been in an extended timeout, extended injury timeout, as Soap Lake has been tending to a fallen wide receiver. I had a number of 52, if that's true, that's Dylan Morgenthaler. No, I take it back. It was Austin Herrera. I did call it right. Yeah, the screen pass was to Herrera, who is their gifted running back and receiver, and he's been down on the ground now for a good 5 minutes. I had thought that he was sitting up. I appear to have been mistaken in that. And he'd had his feet up so that his knees were up, and now they are down, and he's lying completely prone. The Soap Lake personnel continue to gather around him, tending to him. Again, I just don't see any agitation on their part. So, based on the hit, honestly, and given the amount of time Herrera's been on the ground, I would say one of two things has happened to him. Either he got a concussion, which is a distinct possibility, because Bennett Peterson did. Herrera did not know what hit him. A concussion is a possibility. A rip is also a possibility. Given where I thought I saw Bennett laid the hit on. If you had just tuned in, this has been a difficult struggle for the Jaguars. As they are young, they are small, they've been trying to get their offense on track, and they've been having difficulty. They had tremendous difficulty stopping Soap Lake in the second quarter. In the third quarter, before this injury timeout, the Jaguars had finally gotten Mo back on their side. They had their defense had more or less forced Soap Lake into reverse. They had found an answer to Turchuk running on the left and Herrera running on the right, because Soap Lake continued to try and run those particular players, and the Jaguars, for the most part, were able to stop them. Soap Lake then had a sail snap, a shotgun snap that sailed over the head of their quarterback, Drayton Winters, for about another 15 or 20-yard loss. And on the subsequent punt, a Jaguar got a clean burst through the line and blocked the punt more clearly than you will ever see. That punt started on the 25-yard line, and by the time the ball stopped moving, it was in the end zone, and Jacob Amato and two Soap Lake Eagles were fighting for possession of the ball, with Amato ultimately winning that particular battle. And the Jaguars, in unusual fashion, but nevertheless as a credit to their defense, managed to get on the board and put Uncle Mo on their sideline. Uncle Mo, at this point, we would hope is actually sitting next to Austin Herrera. Herrera is a he's a 5'9", 155-pound sophomore who has excellent wheels. He's very, very quick, and he actually was making the Jaguars pay with some receptions last year as a freshman when Soap Lake came to Chihuahua and just got dropped by the Jaguars 45-0. It's extremely unfortunate to see a talented and fleet receiver such as Herrera to be sitting prone on the turf for as long as this has been going on. I haven't been keeping time, but it has been well over 5, if not closer to 10 minutes, that Herrera's been on the ground. I have been watching the whole time, and I believe Herrera is still moving his arms, so when you see someone on the ground for an extended period of time, you fear potentially paralysis. But when he went down, his legs were moving around quite a bit, so a spinal injury, hopefully, thank God, quite literally, obviously, is out here. I see emergency personnel sitting up, and I thought for a moment that they were going to have him up, but he is still down, so whatever it is that's happened to him is obviously quite serious. He's going to have to go. He's going to have to go get evaluated when this is over. So we continue to wait and pray that Austin Herrera ultimately will be all right. And while we make that wait, we will take yet another timeout here. The clock is still stopped with 3:58 to go in the third quarter. Soap Lake leading the Jaguars 13-7. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Ideal Jewelry and Boutique in Richland carries boutique items such as clothing, purses, scarves, hats, jewelry, and more. Owner Tammy Davenport has designed many of the jewelry pieces herself, making them unique and one-of-a-kind, yet affordable. They also have a beautiful collection of handmade rosaries that you have to hold in your hand to fully appreciate. And 100% of the rosary proceeds goes to KHSS Catholic Radio. Visit Ideal Jewelry and Boutique at 1950 Keene Road, Q1, Richland, or call 366-1873.
Some fast food restaurants serve what they call Mexican food. Why settle for second best when you can go to Taco John's, a real Mexican restaurant at 701 West Vineyard Avenue in Kennewick? Sometimes it might take a little longer at Taco John's, but it's always fresh, always delicious. Taco John's has a reputation for serving some of the finest Mexican food available. Located across from Kennewick High School, that's Taco John's, where there's a whole lot of Mexican going on.
Planning your will and health care directives can be an overwhelming experience. An attorney who specializes in these matters can ensure that you, your property, and your loved ones are taken care of in the best possible manner. For over 10 years, Richland's Mario Ledesma at Ledesma Law Offices on Jadwin Avenue has been helping families with estate planning, community property agreements, health care directives, wills, and transfer of property. He also specializes in discrimination and employment-related issues. Call Ledesma Law Offices at 946-1248. That's 946-1248.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
And we are back live here under the fall lights, the early fall lights here at Soap Lake. And I wish I had good news with regards to Austin Herrera, but it seems that his injury, which should have been quite evident to me, given how long he was on the turf, is significantly serious because the aid car is coming from downtown Salt Lake. From downtown Soap Lake, whatever it is that has happened to Herrera, he is going to need more involved medical care. The aid car is just pulling into the Soap Lake lot. He is probably, given the fact that we have the aid car, he is probably going to be... he's probably going to be immobilized. So while we're waiting for that, we're going to take another short break as I'm having a paper fly around and I need to chase it down. We'll be back with more information on Herrera, how long it takes for him to get stabilized and sent out, and then if it continues to matter with the contest, which will continue at that point. 3:58 to go, third quarter. Soap Lake Cup over Tri-Cities Prep 13-7. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
In the mid-1990s, when Tri-Cities Prep was still but a dream for many, the great Monsignor Desmond Dillon had a vision for the school. He said that he wanted Tri-Cities Prep to be a place where students can come to know God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Since welcoming its first students in 1998, these words have been woven into the fabric of Tri-Cities Prep, reminding us that, first and foremost, Tri-Cities Prep is a Catholic high school, a community of faith. To learn more, visit tcprep.org. That's tcprep.org.
So I asked Uncle Louie, how you doing? He said, I'm miserable. I can't get a good sandwich anywhere. I said, you gotta go to Cugini's. You can get yourself a sandwich you won't believe. Get yourself a Godfather or Mamma Mia or the Grandpa. And the sandwich, man, that's something to write home about. Cugini's Italian Imports is Walla Walla's best-kept lunchtime secret. I shouldn't even be telling you guys about it on the radio. Cugini's Italian Imports, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buono Pazzo.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
3:58 to go here in the third quarter. And if you've just joined us, we've been in an extended injury timeout because Soap Lake receiver Austin Herrera took a screen pass to the left in the flat on a long, I believe it was, first down play from his quarterback Winters. And defensive back Bennett Peterson for the Jaguars read that play all the way. I could see it unfolding right in front of me, and Bennett knew precisely what was going on. And just as the ball reached Herrera, Herrera gathered it in, and Bennett just slapped him. And Herrera has not gotten up since. Herrera has been on the turf for at least the last 15 minutes. The Grant County Emergency Response Unit is here. They have a board that they, I expect, are trying to, they're about to put under Herrera to take him off the field. Herrera doesn't, granted I'm no medical expert, but it's unlikely that Herrera has a spinal injury because after Herrera hit the turf, he was moving around. He was in significant pain. You could tell right away that Peterson's hit had an unfortunate effect on Herrera. He was moving his legs quite a bit, but he was obviously in quite a bit of discomfort, but all the movement indicates that he at least did not have a spinal injury, which is good news. But he has been pretty much flat on his back for the last 15 minutes, attended to by Soap Lake personnel. They don't seem terribly agitated, so the injury, whatever it is, happily would not appear to be life-threatening. So that much is very good news, but anytime you have a player on the turf this long and when the emergency response people have to come and get you, obviously that's not a good thing. If I were to hope for any sort of lingering injury in this case, I would pray for a rib injury. A concussion taking this long would be a concern. A neck injury taking this long would be a concern. Obviously, any sort of compound fracture would be bad. So if you take a moment and pray for Herrera, that he would certainly be comforted and obviously also healed, and that we can get him safely into the unit and the hospital and then properly evaluated. Taking a moment and praying for that silently, I think, would probably be a good idea. Taking a moment of prayer and reflection for Austin Herrera, a receiver for Soap Lake who has been down on the turf for the last 15 minutes. He now has emergency personnel tending to him. And we were just taking a moment in silence praying for, obviously, his recovery and to clearly identify whatever issues are concerning him. Wish him the best. Continue to pray for him and for his team. been filling the air for about the last 20 minutes here, hoping that Herrera can be properly taken care of. Emergency personnel are walking slowly back to the medic unit without the board. They're bringing the board back. So hopefully they're not needing anything that's even more problematic than, I cannot remember the name for these boards. Herrera's getting up. Herrera's on his feet. That is really good to see. Because the guy's been on the ground for over 20 minutes, but he is now on his feet. It's impossible to tell what he's looking like because he's completely surrounded by Soap Lake and emergency personnel. But he is on his feet. It looks like he's going to be moving off the field under his own power, which is really good news. They don't want him walking yet, but he is standing up. Again, if you just joined us, Herrera got leveled by Bennett Peterson about 20 minutes ago on a first and 25 screen pass up the flat that Bennett read perfectly and stuck Herrera just as he got the ball. Credit to Herrera for hanging on to the ball, because Bennett just obviously plowed into him. And any other receiver would lose the ball. Herrera hung on to it, but then hit the turf, and he's walking to a golf cart, and they're putting him in the golf cart. So he's able to move under his own power, and I think they've got him seated in that cart now. And I would think that there he is. And they had his shoulder covered, which makes you wonder if he had his shoulder dislocated in the play. But he's sitting up, he's moving, he's motioning to the crowd, which is really a good sign. One of the things I personally had been very afraid of was a severe concussion. But he's obviously conscious, and they're not taking him off to the aid cart, or to the aid vehicle, or then again, perhaps they are. So for those of you that have been listening the whole time, I thank you for your patience, having listened to me say the same thing over and over and over. But Austin Herrera, having been taken down by Bennett Peterson, is actually bypassing the aid car. They're going to take him to the locker room, which is really good news. He doesn't actually have to go to the hospital. So they're running him right in front of the crowd. Not right now. I can see him. He's shaking his head, scratching his head, clearly responding to everybody. The way they've got him dressed, it looks like he might have had his shoulder injured. So, we are now back in business, finally. Football comes back into play. Second and a lot. They're on their 13. They need to get to the 43, so that's second and 30. Power eye. Winters hands off. He gives a short handoff to the fullback. I want to say that is number 30, Oderchuk. Yes, Nazer Oderchuk. Carries the ball from the 12, and he manages to get it. That was a good 10-yard gain. He went from the 12 to the 22. But it's still third down, and it is a good 23 yards. That is spread offense. We have two receivers split wide to either side. Long snap. Winters managed to gather it down. He wants to throw a long right. He does. It's going to be short. And nevertheless, despite the fact being absolutely draped by Mario Valencia, number 80, that is Caleb McMillan, manages to drag it in just 2 yards short of the first down. So after the long extended injury timeout, Soap Lake gets Uncle Mo back on their side, and they have the ball now at the 41-yard line, and they have a fourth down and 2 yards to go. And they are going to go for it. They are in the power eye. Winters Snowley is going to be under center, and suddenly Tony Blankenship, the Soap Lake coach, does not like what he sees, so he's going to call a timeout, as will we. With 2:36 to go, third quarter, Soap Lake 13, Tri-Cities Prep 7. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette's Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette's Family Dentistry. If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
2:36 to go, third quarter. Soap Lake up 13-7, and they're facing a 4th-and-2, and they had the first down, but then there was a fumble on the play. At least I think there was a fumble, unless they're saying the ground caused the fumble. And they are. They are saying the ground caused the fumble, and the fullback, Odorchuk, was able to get the 3 yards necessary, got to the 45-yard line. Suddenly it's first down Soap Lake, and Uncle Mull seems to go back to the Eagle sideline after the 20-minute injury timeout. Soap Lake comes out now, full house backfield. Braden Winters, their quarterback, is in shotgun. And he takes the snap, hands off to the short back, which is Turchik. I can never get that kid's... It is. It's Turchik. And he's met in the backfield. He gave the Jaguars fits in the second quarter, but he's met in the backfield in this instance and was not thrown for a loss. I thought for a moment he had, but he was met in the backfield and was only able to get two. So the ball is now on the 47, second down and 8 for Soap Lake, 1:40 to go third quarter. And now we have a pistol with Winters in the under center. And we have a double reverse with McMillan end up taking the final sweep. And he ends up crossing midfield past the 40, past the 35, all the way down to the 33. So a little trickery from Tony Blankenship. And it pays off in spades as we end up with a 20-yard end around. Ball going from the 47 to the 33. The 47 of Soap Lake to the 33 of Tri-Cities Prep. And Dan Whitsitt is probably chewing nails right now because he had Uncle Mull on the side. The boys are playing with confidence. But after that injury timeout, the defense seems to have lost itself. Winters is now getting up under center, and we have a power-eye formation. Two receivers to the left, one to the right, and one the near left is sent in motion. Winters takes the snap, pitch out to Turchik. And he takes off down the right, flag on the play. Turchik still on his feet, past the 30, down inside the 20, down near the 20-yard line. But the flag is in the Soap Lake backfield, and it is holding against the Eagles. So Turchik, with that, his feet go like a jackrabbit. His feet are moving really, really quickly. And if he gets the opportunity to turn a corner, he puts some jukes on, and it gets hard for the Prep defense to get a handle on him. But undone once again by holding. Turchik had about a 15-yard gain. That's going to get wiped out. And not only that, they're going to have another 12 yards tagged on to the end of that. So the ball is placed back down now on the 45-yard line. This is the first extended drive that Soap Lake has managed to execute in the second half. 34 seconds to go here, third quarter. We're going to get at least one more play into this quarter. We have, this looks to be a spread formation. Three wide receivers split to the short field to the left. One of them now going in motion. Winters wants to throw right. Now he throws long, and he has his man wide open. He managed to get behind the defense, and he gets all the way down to the 5-yard line. That's McMillan again. No, that's not McMillan. Check that. That is Jaden Decker, 5'11 junior, managed to get behind the defense, and Prep allowed itself to get fooled, and that, ladies and gentlemen, was a 42-yard gain. Check that, a 40-yard gain all the way down to the 5-yard line. If Soap Lake manages to punch this in, it'll be an 82-yard march. 4 seconds to go in the third quarter. They are not going to get the playoffs. So the third quarter ends with Tri-Cities Prep having closed the lead 13-7, but Soap Lake threatening. They are on the Tri-Cities Prep 5. We'll be back with the fourth quarter with Soap Lake leading the Jaguars 13-7. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein and McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
Are you having problems with your furnace? Campbell & Company has the solution. Save up to $2,450 on your system by utilizing options like the $250 Campbell & Company Maintenance Rewards Credit and utility rebates up to $1,000. Lennox and manufacturer rebates up to $1,700. And don't forget financing as low as $75 per month. OAC, some restrictions apply. Campbell & Company is your local Lennox premier dealer. Go to TrustCampbell.com for details. Campbell & Company, trusted home comfort solutions.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Just about to start the fourth quarter here under the lights in Soap Lake. Tail of the third quarter. Up to 358 in the third quarter. Tri-Cities Prep was leading the yardage, if you like, in the fourth quarter. Prep had 10 yards. Soap Lake had negative 14 in the last 4 minutes. Soap Lake has marched 91 yards. Between penalties and other advantages, down to the Tri-Cities Prep 5-yard line. They ended up getting 77 yards in the third quarter, and they are knocking on the door now. Power eye, Winters under center. He tosses to Turchik, who was the far back, and Turchik managed to run the 5 yards to run it in. First Soap Lake touchdown. And just like that, Soap Lake's up by 2 touchdowns again. The diminutive number 10, that is Lex Piedra, the 5'2", 120-pound junior, is on to attempt the point after touchdown. And it will be interesting to talk about how Uncle Mo changed sides after that injury timeout. Piedra's point after touchdown attempt is up, and it is good with 11:49 to go in the game. Soap Lake is leading the Jaguars 20-7. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
So what can you find at a Catholic Supply Company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West First Avenue, Kennewick.
Kennewick St. Joseph's Catholic School has been preparing leaders for the church and the world for more than 50 years. All successful school systems require parent involvement. And with over 10,000 hours of volunteer service to the school, St. Joseph's parent community sets the standard. St. Joseph's has a superb children's center and Montessori preschool programs. Is there anything more important than your child's education? St. Joseph's Catholic School, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
11:49 to go here in the game. Lex Piedra to kick off for Soap Lake. Carter Riddle and Colin Dixon deep to receive for the Jaguars, but Piedra will probably pooch it, and he does. He tries to get it into the middle. It ends up getting recovered by number 23, right about the 30-yard line, and he manages to get it up to the 40. 23 is still trying to learn numbers here. And I'm not going to be able to tell you because my Prep roster once again has flown away in this Soap Lake wind. So the Jaguars have the ball on about the 43-yard line. And it'll be interesting to see if the Jaguars can recover their mojo. They seem to have all the wind out of their sails after that extended injury timeout. Baker has a delayed handoff to, that is Carter Riddle, who ends up getting a running left. Finally gets met in the backfield by Turchik. No, but Riddle was able to get about a yard on that, so call it a short gain of one. Second and nine. Jaguars instituting a new offense this season using the wing T, and which involves quite a bit of misdirection. And one of its featured runs is a sweep or an end around. And we've had most success using the new junior Colin Dixon on that play. Riddle has not had quite so much success. Soap Lake crowding the line. Baker gets off a quick pass to Bennett Peterson in the right flat, who puts on a move, then starts to break up field, and it literally takes about eight Soap Lake defenders to finally bring him down after he crosses the midfield stripe. He managed to get all the way up. I want to say he got up. He did. He got up to the 45-yard line. That was good for a gain of... That was a gain of 13, which is good for a Tri-Cities Prep first down. Make that a gain of 12. They call it the 46. It's a very short 46, but that's what we're going to go with. Gain of 14, Baker to Peterson, been the most successful pass completions thus far. Baker under center, quickly looks right again, throws to the same spot, and I believe he's got the same receiver in Peterson again. That might be Hogan Jones. It's hard to... It was. That pass was complete to Hogan Jones and got down to the, let's see, that's about the 37-yard line. So we're going to call that now second and one. And Jaguar offense finding its feet now with passes to Jones and passes to Peterson. Baker under center. Valencia is going to be the running back. Riddle and Dixon are the wing backs. Peterson is breaking left, and the pass is to him, and that pass is complete again, and he managed to get inside the 30-yard line before he's brought down by about four different Eagles. This short passing game suddenly working very well for the Jaguars. That was good for about 11 yards. I want to say that got down to the 26. Yes. So just like that, three Gavin Baker completions, one to Peterson, one to Jones, and another one to Peterson, and the Jaguar offense is suddenly clicking, first and 10 from the Soap Lake 26-yard line. And Baker back to pass, tries to hit Jones on the left flat, but the ball was a little bit low. Hogan could possibly have grabbed that, but that was a legitimately errant pass. Although all credit to Gavin Baker, he has kept his head. There's been an awful lot of pressure on him with these passes, but he's kept his head, and he's been making the smart passes to his tall receivers. Second and 10 from the 26 of Soap Lake. Baker under center. He goes back to pass, but right away is hit in the backfield by McMillan. And this has been a threat all evening. The line has got to give Baker a little bit more time. And in fairness, Soap Lake is just sitting there. They're ganging up on the line, getting ready to just mow to what is the term? Offer mal de deluge. A lot of movement on the line. We're fortunate that was just a 5-yard sack back at the 31. So third now and 15. Baker under center, crowding the line again. Baker quickly back to pass. Now he's going to run down the middle, and he did have some success, but then was met by Turchik. But Baker continued to struggle, and he got down inside the 25-yard line, so he got some of that yardage back. He got down to the 24. So fourth down now, and where did the Jaguars have to get? My math says 8. The marker says closer to 7. So we're going to call it 4th and 7 from just inside the 25-yard line. Baker under center again. And he's looking to pass. He's throwing long down the right side, and he has this man, Bennett Peterson, who juggled the ball. And they're going to say it was incomplete. It was a pass that was just off, and Bennett was juggling it, but in the end wasn't able to get the handle on it, so the Jaguars are going to turn the ball over on downs after, frankly, one of their most successful offensive possessions of the game. That was a nice pass. It was just a little bit off, and it would get it. It was one of those things where it's a combination between the quarterback and the receiver that failed to make it work. And if either had given just a little bit more, that would have been six. Spread formation now from the Eagles. Bill Winters was under center, and he hands off to the fullback, Potercheck, who bowls his way across the 35. Check that, not the 35. Bowls his way across the 30. So he started on the 24 and got to the 31. So we'll call that more like the 25 and just past 30. So we'll call that a gain of 5. Now we'll call it a short 6. So second and long 4. So Blake now showing the power eye with Winters under center. And Winters hands off once again to the fullback, Odorchek, who bowls forward to the 35-yard line, which should be enough for him. No, they're not going to get him to 35. They're going to say it was 34. So a gain of 3, and we're going to have a third down and less than 1. Tony Blankenship, the Soap Lake coach, appears to be content to, they changed their mind and said he actually did just, the order check, did just get the first down. And it'll be interesting if Blankenship continues to play what amounts to 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And with 6:38 to go here in the game, that sort of ball control offense is probably a sound tactical decision. It'd be interesting to see indeed what would happen in this game if there had not been that 20-minute extended injury timeout during the third quarter. The Jaguars had Moe on their side, and since they've come back, the defense has had the wind taken out of it. This is a spread formation with Baker under center, and he hands off to Turchik, who runs left and gets into the secondary, crosses midfield, past the 40. All the way down to, I want to say that, no, they're going to mark him right about the 40-yard line. So, a 26-yard gain from Turchik. And the Jaguar defense not, once again, like in the second quarter, being unable to stop Soap Lake. 5:54 to go in the game. If the Jaguars want to have any hope to get back in this game, they need to stop Soap Lake literally on this play. So play comes out this time in the power eye. One receiver split to either side. Two backs split right behind Winters, who's under center. Winters takes the snap, and he hands off to Odorchuk, who's met immediately at the line of scrimmage. He is first met by Jacob Amato and Miles DeSmet, and they managed to stop Odorchuk for a 2-yard loss back to the 42. So, just slamming Odorchuk up the middle isn't necessarily going to work now, and Odorchuk sends McMillan into the Soap Lake huddle, presumably with a different sort of play. 5:05 to go. They said the Jaguars needed to stop them. They did. They got to stop them 3 more times. Second and 12 from the Tri-Cities Prep 42. Once again, the power eye is presented. Winters under center. This time he hands off to Turchik, who turns right, then cuts up, and he managed to get himself a good 6 yards. I want to say he got down to about the 36. Make it to 37, so that's a gain of 5, leaving 3rd and 7 for Soap Lake. 4:27 to go. Tony Blankenship, coach of Soap Lake, telling his kids to stay in the huddle to soak up as much clock as they possibly can. Now they finally break the huddle. It looks like Winters is, yep, power eye with Winters under center. And my guess is going to be to Oderchuk, and it's not. It is Turchik, who quickly cuts left and cuts upfield again. And those jackrabbit legs of his keep moving, but he does end up getting stopped after a gain, let's say, of about four. I think that five, they're going to mark it down at the 32. So we're going to have fourth and a long two, 3:40 to go in the game. Winters under center, they're going to present the power eye again. This running game right now is giving prep fits, and Soap Lake's going to stick with it. Winters under center. He's trying to draw the Jaguars offsides, and they're not having any, so Blankenship, or actually Winters, is going to call a timeout. So with 3:15 to go in the game, we will take a timeout as well with Soap Lake leading the Jaguars 20-7. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the Internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities Prep Games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878. Ideal Jewelry and Boutique in Richland carries boutique items such as clothing, purses, scarves, hats, jewelry, and more. Owner Tammy Davenport has designed many of the jewelry pieces herself, making them unique and one-of-a-kind, yet affordable. They also have a beautiful collection of handmade rosaries that you have to hold in your hand to fully appreciate. And 100% of the rosary proceeds goes to KHSS Catholic Radio. Visit Ideal Jewelry and Boutique at 1950 Keene Road, Q1, Richland, or call 366-1873.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
3:15 to go in the game here in the unseasonably cool fall air under the lights of Soap Lake, and the Eagles leading your Jaguars 20-7, and the Eagles marching. They're facing a 4th-and-2 on the Tri-Cities Prep 32-yard line. If they get this first down, the game's effectively over. Power eye. Winters under center. He sends the receiver in motion. He turns around and he hands off to Oderchuk, the fullback, the short back, and he's met pretty much at the line of scrimmage. I don't think he gained anything on that play. And so the Jaguar defense does hold, and Soap Lake turns the ball over on downs. But not until they've gained another 47 yards. And tail of the tape for this game, we have a timeout. Soap Lake, the tail of the tape for this game is going to be the success of offenses, and Soap Lake clearly has won that battle thus far. We'll be back probably with the last few plays of the game. 3:11 to go, fourth quarter. Soap Lake 20, Tri-Cities Prep 7. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Some fast food restaurants serve what they call Mexican food. Why settle for second best when you can go to Taco John's, a real Mexican restaurant at 701 West Vineyard Avenue in Kennewick? Sometimes it might take a little longer at Taco John's, but it's always fresh, always delicious. Taco John's has a reputation for serving some of the finest Mexican food available. Located across from Kennewick High School, that's Taco John's, where there's a whole lot of Mexican going on.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
3:11 to go here in the game, and Tri-Cities Prep trailing Soap Lake 20-7. The Jaguars do have the ball. They managed to stop a 45-yard Soap Lake March. They forced Soap Lake to turn the ball over on downs on a 4th-and-2 out of the power eye. Coach Tony Blankenship had success running his fullback Oderchuk straight up the gut, but this time the prep line was ready for him and they stopped him for no gain and took the ball over with 3:11 to go. And the Jaguars need two scores to win this game, and they're playing suddenly against a fairly fierce wind. We'll see what happens. Baker comes under center. He steps back, wants to pass, does. He throws right, he's got, that is not Hogan Jones, that is Colin Dixon. Colin Dixon with a catch and run manages to get past the 45-yard line. So that's a quick 13. He got to the 46, make that 14. And he did not get out of bounds, so the clock keeps ticking. Baker sits under center, and this time he wants to go long, and he throws a wobbler that is intended for Bennett Peterson, and it ends up being overthrown. No good. That's not the ball I'm accustomed to Baker throwing. When he throws that arc, it is usually a pretty rainbow. That one had a little bit of the wounded duck to it, but it does stop the clock with 2:50 to go in the game. Ball on the 46. Jaguars down 27. They need two scores if they want to get back in this, and it needs to be big-time hurry-up offense, and it's obvious the Jaguars are trying to pass their way in. Soap Lake will probably, what they like to do is they like to present a three- or four-man front, and then just before the ball gets snapped, they proceed to send the linebackers and blitz like crazy. Let's see if they do it here. Baker under center. They're sending the middle linebacker, Baker, back to pass. He has time. He throws right. There's the rainbow. And that ball got tipped. Holy cow. That was intended for Bennett Peterson, and it was tipped by number 42. Very nearly intercepted. That's Seth Holden, but he was unable to hang on to the ball, and the Jaguars still have breath. Baker throws a sharp ball, and he actually stays composed in the pocket. The one thing that is perhaps hampering him is he's having trouble reading defenders that can attack laterally. He's detecting the vertical defenders, but if someone can make a cross on him, sometimes he's having trouble picking up that particular defender. Baker under center, 3rd and 10, 2:41 to go. Baker back to pass, and he's in trouble, and ultimately is going to get dropped for about a 2-yard loss. He then tried to sneak back up to the line of scrimmage, but wasn't able to get there. He's dropped back at the 45, so it ends up just being a loss of one. No, I take that back. They're going to say he got back to the original line of scrimmage. And with 2:31 to go, Dan Winston wants to chuck it over, so he calls a timeout, and we will as well. With Soap Lake leading Tri-Cities Prep 20-7. Here in Soap Lake, you're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Planning your will and health care directives can be an overwhelming experience. An attorney who specializes in these matters can ensure that you, your property, and your loved ones are taken care of in the best possible manner. For over 10 years, Richland's Mario Ledesma at Ledesma Law Offices on Jadwin Avenue has been helping families with estate planning, community property agreements, health care directives, wills, and transfer of property. He also specializes in discrimination and employment-related issues. Call Ledesma Law Offices at 946-1248. That's 946-1248.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Greatest call letters in the history of broadcast journalism right there. 2:31 to go here in the game. Here under the unseasonably cool fall lights of Soap Lake, and Soap Lake leading your Jaguars, 27. Jaguars trying to march, though they are facing a 4th and 10 from their own 42. Gavin Baker under center. Jaguars present a spread formation, and Baker ends up keeping it. And racing up the middle, he ends up getting a good 5-6 yards, but it is going to be short of the first down. So the Jaguars are going to turn the ball over on downs after a bit of trickery on the part of Dan Wister. They took them out of the wing tee, and they had a spread formation. And Baker ended up playing quarterback keeper, and he got 6 on the play. He brought the ball back into Soap Lake territory to the 49-yard line, but that was 4 yards short of the first down. So the Jaguars turn the ball over on downs, and it would appear that, like last year, you're going to be seeing the Jaguars going into week 2 having had a loss, losing their opening game of the season. Spread formation this time on the part of Soap Lake, and delayed handoff to Turchik. He gets met in the backfield and manages to scramble ahead for about 3 yards, so he gets it back into Tri-Cities Prep territory. I want to say about the 48-yard line, so a gain of 3 clock continues to run, 2:09 to go in the game. And the ref blew his whistle, but the clock had continued to run. And Tony Blankenship appears to be content with the 20-7 score. He is not having his troops race up to the line. I think he's content to try and bleed out the clock as much as possible. This is a modified power eye formation, and the handoff is to Turchik, who cuts left and cuts upfield, and he manages to get into the secondary before he's finally met by safeties and cornerbacks, but not till he gets to the 40-yard line. Gain of 8. And that is enough for a Soap Lake first down. Any illusions we may have had about Brett being able to get the ball back and have two quick scores probably disappeared with that run. 1:23 to go in the game. Now Soap Lake approaches the line, and they are showing the power eye with two tight end sets. So they are content to run the ball. And in fact, even beyond that, Winters simply takes the ball and kneels down. Blankenship being content now to run out the clock. Under a minute to go, and the Jaguars are going to go 0-1 for the season. Soap Lake, which went 3-7 last year, and in visiting the Jaguars at Chihuahua, got dropped at 45-0, are going to win on their home turf against the Jaguars. They're going to go 1-0 on the season. The Jaguars going to go 0-1. Next week, the Jaguars will be facing Stanfield of Oregon, whom the Jaguars also beat on the Stanfield turf last year, and they will be going into that game with that 0-1 record. 18 seconds to go. I believe the clock will simply run out at this point, so we're just going to wait for the horn. And Soap Lake ought to be feeling pretty good about themselves. They definitely held their own against the Tri-Cities Prep team that really took care of business with them last year. And with that, you'll have the final horn. And you have your final. Soap Lake 20, Tri-Cities Prep 7. We will be back with some unofficial statistics, a game wrap-up, and a reminder of who the Jaguars are going to be facing next week. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
In the mid-1990s, when Tri-Cities Prep was still but a dream for many, the great Monsignor Desmond Dillon had a vision for the school. He said that he wanted Tri-Cities Prep to be a place where students can come to know God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Since welcoming its first students in 1998, these words have been woven into the fabric of Tri-Cities Prep, reminding us that, first and foremost, Tri-Cities Prep is a Catholic high school, a community of faith. To learn more, visit tcprep.org. That's tcprep.org.
You know the Lady and the Tramp? When the two dogs are eating spaghetti and they grab the same strand and kiss? Make that dinner for your wife. And grab a delicious panini for lunch while you're at it. Cugini's Italian Imports is Walla Walla's best-kept lunchtime secret. I shouldn't even be telling you guys about it on the radio. Cugini's Italian Imports, 960 Wallula Avenue. Buono pazzo.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We are back live here at Soap Lake Stadium here under the unseasonably cool fall lights where the Soap Lake Eagles have beaten your Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars 20-7. Soap Lake goes to 1-0. Which they've got to be feeling good about because they only went 3-7 last year, and when they visited Chihuahua last year, they lost to the Jaguars in resounding fashion, 45-0. But the tables turned up here as the Jaguars lost a lot of senior leadership, they lost some size, they incorporated a new offense, and they were unable to answer the Eagles, who returned most of their starters from last year, and they will go to 0-1 as they will host Stanfield next week. I cannot provide unofficial statistics. What I can tell you is that your leading rusher was almost certainly Colin Dixon. Your leading receivers were a toss-up between Dixon and Bennett Peterson. Gavin Baker the junior quarterback did have a fairly successful day. In fact, there was one point during drive here in the fourth quarter where he completed three straight passes for over 30 yards. He completed to Peterson, to Hogan Jones, and then back to Peterson. As the Jaguar offense finally managed to find some consistency in the fourth quarter, but it was too late to overcome a Soap Lake offense that had great success against the Jaguars both in the second quarter and in the latter part of the third quarter and fourth quarter. And it'll be interesting to talk about that with regards to momentum. Scoring. In the second quarter, we had, I am trying to find it here because I thought I had it all worked out. We had a touchdown, Herrera, a 14-yard touchdown run and a point after touchdown from Piedra. And then we had Turchik with a 9-yard touchdown run and the PAT was blocked. And that led to halftime with the Jaguars down 13-0. In the first quarter, it was possession game, although no one was really getting much in the way of first downs. Both teams had less than 20 yards offense, but in the second quarter, the Eagles were able to get on track, and they got well over 120 yards offense, while the Jaguars only got 16. Then the third quarter hit, and the third quarter was very interesting. At one point, Soap Lake had negative 14 yards offense, and the Jaguar defense was suddenly playing with tremendous fire and verve. They teed off on their running game in particular. They managed to shut it down. They put Soap Lake into reverse, and at one point Soap Lake was facing a fourth down and forever. In the subsequent punt, I still don't know which Jaguar broke through, got the cleanest punt block you have ever seen in your life. The ball bounced back into the end zone, and Jacob Amato, who at the time had had three sacks, would later have yet another tackle for a loss, recovered that ball in the end zone for the Tri-Cities Prep lone touchdown. But it teed off of an energized Tri-Cities Prep defense. On the next possession, Soap Lake once again went into reverse, and on facing a second and 25, quarterback Braden Winters for Soap Lake hit Herrera, who was a running back who, along with Turchik, had been terrorizing the Jaguars, on the left side for a screen pass. That Bennett Peterson read this like a book, saw it unfold before him, timed his hit perfectly, hit Herrera just as Herrera gathered in the ball, and absolutely laid him out. But I suspect separated Herrera's shoulder. Herrera was in an enormous amount of pain, and he was on the turf for 20 minutes. That 20-minute injury timeout may well have significantly altered the momentum of the game, because Jaguar defense was playing, like I said, with tremendous fire. Jacob Amato was all over the place, a one-man wrecking crew. Like I said, Bennett Peterson single-handedly destroyed that drive, and consequently even one of their receivers, by laying him onto the turf for 20 minutes. But after that 20-minute injury timeout, the Tri-Cities Prep defense disappeared, and suddenly Soap Lake was able to march at will. They went on a what amounted to a 96-yard march to take up the rest of the third quarter, and ended up scoring on the first play of the fourth quarter with yet another Turchik 5-yard touchdown run, and this time Piedra's point after touchdown was good. So, a tale of momentum. Tri-Cities Prep offense still in the learning stages. Coach Whitsitt did say that this game was a learning opportunity, and clearly there were numerous opportunities to learn, but there were those flashes of brilliance. Colin Dixon in doing the wing team end around runs had quite a bit of success. Gavin Baker was showing very often tremendous poise in the pocket under tremendous pressure, and throwing quick strikes to Bennett Peterson, Hogan Jones, also to Dixon. And on defense, you've got to mention the play of Jacob Amato. If the entire defense had played up to his level all game, it would have been no contest. Amato had four tackles for losses, three of those were sacks, and he also had the fumble recovery in the end zone for the touchdown. If the Jaguars are able to complete a full game like they did for the bulk of the third quarter, I would say you definitely definitely have hope yet for this season. There's no question. But this is a young team. It's a small team. They're attempting to gel. And it is a learning work in progress. And we will continue to see that learning work in progress next week when Tri-Cities Prep hosts Stanfield at Chiawana. That game will be at 7 o'clock at Chiawana. And once again, we will have all the action right here on KHSS. The final from Soap Lake. The Soap Lake Eagles 20, Tri-Cities Prep 7. See you next week at Chiawana as Tri-Cities Prep hosts Stanfield. You have been listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.